We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
We're Billy and Patrick. For our friends at Redding Kia, we've got some great news.
The Kia Summer Clearance event is going on right now with exciting deals on every vehicle in Kia's award-winning lineup.
And the awards just keep on coming.
Kia has just been named the highest-ranked mass-market brand in initial quality 5 years in a row. Highest-ranked 5 years in a row.
And right now is a great time to celebrate this achievement with the Kia Summer Clearance event.
You'll find great savings on every new 2019 and 2020 Kia.
Like the 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento, the 2019 Kia Niro Hybrid.
I have one and I love it.
And the 2020 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage.
Every model in Kia's inventory is priced to go.
Check RedingKia.com for all the details that make a great deal at Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue in Redding.
Billy is the marketing manager at Redding Kia. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, go to JDPower.com/awards for more details.
Redding Kia summer clearance ends September 30th, 2019. RedingKia.com.
People.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Every week we get together here, we meaning all of the players here on the DJV, the Talk Radio Countdown, Doug Steffen Show. The whole thing. So we got Jennifer Horn here with us, Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen may be joining us. Doug Steffen is on the road this week, so Rich McFadden will be sitting here in your seat with you. And to start things off, we will go right down the list here, as we usually do, and start at number 10 and read our way back. Now, the Talk Radio Review is a compilation of all the talk stories that you talk about every single week as tabulated by Talkers Magazine and Michael Harrison. And they go through all the radio stations that you listen to every single week and listen to what you're talking about. And they pick the top 10 talk topics. And then we discuss them here on the list. And we count down when I am here and Doug is not. We go from number 10 to number 1.
We actually get the list.
Right. When Doug is here, it's kind of all over the place. So here we go. At number 10, we have the Area 51 raid, the Facebook raid, the Spicer on Dancing with the Stars, and Cokie Robertson. Now, poor Cokie Roberts. She has to die on the week that 2 million people decide to raid Facebook, or to Area 51, and Sean Spicer being on Dancing with the Stars. So that's just the luck there. At number 9, the Israeli election, Brexit turmoil, and the Trudeau brown face scandal. Another bad thing for Cokie Roberts here. Number 8, healthcare reform, opioid epidemic, and Purdue Chapter 11. Number 7, climate change, gun
control.
Can we
just say?
What?
Can we just say?
What?
Pop, 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 pop. To Purdue.
I think it's the it's the pharmaceutical company, not the chicken company.
I think chicken is the operative word here.
Right, yes. You are right there. All right, number 6, the 2020 presidential race, Trump's California visit, and the Long Island student stabbing. Number 5, the new national security advisor being named, the U.S. Afghanistan strategy. Number 4, U.S.-China relations, the economy, and the Fed rate cuts. Number 3, the new Kavanaugh allegations. Oh, boy. Number 2, Lewandowski hearings, the Democrats' impeachment strategy, intelligence Trump whistleblower report, and number 1, the U.S.-Iran tensions, Saudi oil attack. So since Jennifer Horn is with us here just for the first part of the show, we usually try and jump into the, I usually go 10 to 1, but with Jennifer being here for the first segment, we're going to jump right into these Lewandowski hearings, because I cannot wait to get your take and Victoria's take on these hearings. And then also the impeachment strategy and the whistleblower. Let's start right now with the whistleblower thing, because that's probably going to be the biggest story of the weekend. And then we'll go into the Lewandowski hearings. Jennifer, what's your take on this whistleblower thing? It's bottom line is CNN is accusing Trump of trying to get the Ukraine government to investigate Joe Biden's son so that he can use it against Joe Biden in the campaign But what are we looking at, really, from your perspective?
I just think this is more fuel for the fire on both sides of the aisle. I think you're going to have people who are supporters of President Trump, like myself, say this just proves what he's been saying all along, that there are people within the deep state who are out there trying to get the president, who are literally spying on him and trying to make the most damaging headlines possible. And then you have people on the other side of the aisle saying that this is a person who is not ready for the responsibilities of the presidency. From my perspective, the president can talk to whatever foreign leader he wants. That's one of the benefits of being elected president in this country. We give him, as citizens, the power to do that. He can have those conversations. He should have a right to some privacy in those conversations. But clearly, Rudy Giuliani was talking about Joe Biden not being the real star of the story. The president talked to the new Ukrainian president, allegedly, back in May, and was talking to him about all sorts of things, including an investigation that Trump was involved with, and he was asking him some questions about it. That seems to be what caused everything to blow up into what's a media circus. And the truth is, we still really don't know what's going on and what is really fact and what is actually something being weaved by political operatives in the mainstream news media.
Victoria, what's your take on this? I mean, are we missing something? Is Trump going after Biden, or what are we missing?
Well, I think that's a piece of the story, but this is actually about a complaint by a whistleblower in the intelligence community. So let's not get that lost here.
That's a great point.
That is a great point.
Let's describe to everybody what happens here. So Trump has a private, quote-unquote, call with a head of state. What most people didn't
with the new head of Ukraine.
Right. So
apparently,
when you have these private calls with the head of state, it's not private at all. There are up
and Ukraine gave a readout of the call. Ukraine gave a readout of the call.
Okay. So describe how these calls go. I mean, who's on the line with them? You have interpreters, who else?
You have interpreters. It depends, because Trump does it differently from other foreign leaders. So I don't know, in the Trump White House, usually you would have other aides in the room. You would also have had the president prep beforehand, and there would be talking points. President doesn't do it like that. He talks about whatever he wants to talk about. So you don't know what the president's going to talk about. So these are normally fairly scripted calls with other presidents. With this president, they're not. You would very often have people from the intelligence community on the call in both countries. You would expect that.
So that's likely where
normal.
This whistleblower came from, correct?
Oh, most definitely. It was someone from the intel
community.
That's
not spying. That's normal procedure.
So if you have somebody from the intel community on a private call with the president and a head of state, a leader of another country, tell me how this process works. Does the person just decide they don't like what the president was talking about and then they become a whistleblower? Or is there some kind of protocol that there's official protocol for a whistleblower. The government has created that for people so that they're protected if they see. But when does somebody decide, I don't like this conversation, I'm going to go tell?
Well, it has to be more than not liking the conversation for it to qualify as a whistleblower. And apparently, the whistleblower's allegations, it was more at least one conversation involving President Trump, is what it was. And the Inspector General, who was on Capitol Hill this week in a closed-door session, would not say whether the complaint involved the president, but that's what is being reported by the Washington Post and the New York Times and now other outlets as well. But a person familiar with the whistleblower's complaint is saying, in part, it's a commitment that Trump made in a communication with another world leader, and there was no single communication at the root of the complaint. So what happens is that the complaint is lodged through, there's a formal process, and the intelligence community official would have to be sufficiently concerned that what Mr. Trump said was of national security concern. In other words, intelligence community concern. Now, Mr. Trump can declassify intelligence on a call. He can do that. So if something's classified, Mr. Trump can say it and thereby declassify it on the call. So he could do all kinds of things on the call. So this would have to be something really quite extraordinary that he would have said on a call. So that's what
and
we're
is he dumb
about.
Enough to do that? That's what his
right.
tweet said. Am I dumb enough to not know that people are listening to my calls? Am I really going to reveal something big or make some sort of offer that would somehow be seen as nefarious?
All right, Rick Jensen, is
know.
He dumb enough to do this? And is this just another Mueller investigation attempt?
Well, actually, I don't know if he's dumb enough to do it. If he tweets that he's not still, that's not proof of anything. Why is it not important to the mainstream media, especially Cuomo, who did the interview, of what's really what Giuliani was really talking about, which is, you know, why is it that, is it true? Is it true? Is it true, or why is it that you know, Joe Biden was able to get a prosecutor in Ukraine fired, his son Hunter put onto the board of the National Gas Company right there, and is that something worth looking into and investigating? You know, this stuff is not new, and I'm sure I'm just jogging your memory when I remind you that many years ago it was a British reporter who discovered Russian documents that showed that Ted Kennedy was working with the KGB at the time to see if, hey, you guys work with me, and I run for president against Reagan, and you can help me by getting centered against Reagan. This stuff doesn't seem to be all that terribly new, does it?
So there's another piece to this also, which is causing concern in Congress as well, which is that the Trump administration has been holding up military aid to Ukraine for no reason that anybody can think of. Apparently for pressure, and Congress started to say, you know, what's going on, what's going on, what's going on, putting a lot of pressure on the Trump administration. And this appears to be part of it as well. What is being alleged by some in Congress is that President Trump wants these investigations into Biden to nobble Biden in 2020. And he's putting pressure on the Ukrainian leader and using military aid in part to do so.
So at what point does the government have enough information from this whistleblower that they can go get this information?
Well, they've got no information from the whistleblower because the IG will not turn it over. Now, the law states that he must. And this is really very fascinating at this point.
All right. Well, this one's not going to go away over the weekend. I can assure you all of next
true
week
enough, yeah.
It will be around. CNN will make sure of that. The Washington Post will make sure of that. All of the major Trump-hating news sites will make sure of that because it's juicy. It's got some legs to it. So we'll stick around and watch it. Coming up, number 10 through 2 on the Talk Radio Countdown and the Talk Radio Review.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just can't. Cannot say enough about a Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopBoss.com. That's TopBoss.com or call 833-TOP-BOSS.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's a great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Talk Radio Countdown. KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Company and affiliates.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. No Doug Steffen this week. Rich McFadden along with you with Rick Jensen of WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Thank you. I was trying to Wilmington. And Victoria Jones from the Washington Radio Group with us. We're going through the list. And moving on down here to number 10, since we started at number 2. Let's go on down to number 10 here. We've got the Area 51 Facebook raid. Victoria's favorite topic of the week, Sean Spicer on Dancing with the Stars, and Cookie Roberts passing away. Let's start with Cookie Roberts here. Victoria, I'm sure you knew Cookie well and had years of experience with her. What are your memories of her?
I didn't know her well. I knew her a little, you know, from obviously because she was just a towering journalistic figure in Washington. One thing I would like to say is how much I admire the fact that she continued to do her weekly analysis and commentary spots on NPR. Mm. Really until I would say, I think I heard her last week.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it was last week or the week before.
I wasn't aware that she was sick. Was she sick for a long time? It is sudden.
I don't know. I was not aware she was sick. And that's equally astonishing because listening to her on NPR, she did not sound sick. And I was astonished to hear that she had died.
Wow. Okay. All right. Let's quickly jump over to Area 51 and the Facebook raid. Everybody's coming down on it. It's not aliens. It's aliens of a different sort coming down on Area 51 this weekend. There was this Facebook group that said, everybody go to Area 51. Well, what do you know? 2 million people said they're going to go. And so now Area 51 has guns locked and loaded waiting for this party to start. And I got some news for you. Do not go into the actual Area 51. You will get shot. They will not even think about it. They want to protect the aliens. All right. So in Victoria's favorite topic of the week, Sean Spicer's on Dancing with the Stars, and his first weekend out of the box, they give him a stupid lime green puffy frilled shirt to wear. And a lot of people on conservative radio are saying they did it on purpose so that he'd look dumb. Victoria?
Well, what were they going to give him to wear? A button down? I mean, really? Come on.
So do you think he looked equally as stupid as everybody else on the show?
Yes.
Okay.
He looked ridiculous.
What do you think of
his performance? And seemed to be having the time of his life. And he's been paid, $125,000 for it?
Right. So you know him as well. Yeah. Personally, what kind of a guy is he?
Yeah, Sean Spicer's a nice guy, and he was doing, the impossible job, and now he's living the impossible dream.
Yeah, all right. Well, but like most political pundits, he will be out of there. It's no way that he goes all the way to the top of the show and wins that show.
Well, he was chastised for not swiveling his hips.
Yeah.
Well, for $125,000, Rich, wouldn't you wear a puffy shirt and
my hips and wear the puffy shirt and that's all they win is $125,000.
Well, it goes up each week you survive.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's do 60 seconds here on the Trudeau brown face scandal at number 9. Does he survive this, Rick?
Oh, of course, because he has the mainstream media on his side. I was laughing when I saw on CNN Drunk Lemon actually saying, I appreciate the fact that he could apologize for wearing brown face and black face, because we have a president who can't apologize for anything. Meanwhile, he goes off and does a whole piece a few months ago on all these horrible people that did blackface and brown face and didn't apologize. So, of course, he's going to survive. He's a socialist, and I truly believe that the majority of those in the political mainstream love that.
There it is. Coming up, number 8 through number 1. Stick around for the rest of the talk topics of the week with Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen, Rich McFadden.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
The following 60 seconds is about you having safe and effective blood sugar support from Curalin. One out of every three of us is type 2 diabetic or pre-diabetic. So if you or somebody you know needs a way to support healthy glucose levels, you need to check out Curalin.net. Curalin is a phenomenal dietary supplement addressing the issue, no negative side effects. It works fast, 100% natural. Every single ingredient has been tested and approved for specific effects on glycemic response. You need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels? Go to Curalin.net. That's Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. K-E-R-O-L-I-N. And for a limited time, I've arranged $20 off your first bottle of Curolin. Go to Curolin.net, use the coupon code DJV. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to be in control. Go to Curolin.net, use the promo code DJV, get started with $20 off.
A jewel of the North States, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, along with Rick Jensen, WDEL, and Victoria Jones of the Washington Radio Group. Counting down the top talk topics for the week ending September 20th, 2019. And here we go down the list, starting at number 10. The Area 51 Facebook raid, Sean Spicer on Dancing with the Stars, Cokie Roberts passing away. Number 9, the Israeli election, Brexit turmoil, the Trudeau brown face scandal. Number 8, healthcare reform, the opioid epidemic, and Purdue Chapter 11, not the chicken company. Number 7, climate change, gun control, and immigration reform. Number 6, the 2020 presidential race, Trump's California visit, and the Long Island student stabbing. Number 5, the new national security advisor being named, the U.S.-Afghanistan strategy. By the way, George W. Bush Library has a new podcast out, and it's called The Strategist. Nice. Wonderful. Hysterical. Number four.
Embrace it, man.
Yes, absolutely. Number four, the U.S.-China relations, the economy, and the Fed rate cuts. Number three, the new Kavanaugh allegations, which aren't new. Number two, the Lewandowski hearings and the Democrat impeachment strategy and the intelligent Trump whistleblower report. Number one, the U.S.-Iran tensions and the Saudi oil attack. So here we are. Let's go through the top 10 people, shall we? Number 10, Sean Spicer, Cokie Roberts. And number 9, Boris Johnson, Justin Trudeau. Number 8, Benjamin Netanyahu, Benny Gantz. Number 7, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren. Number 6, Robert O'Brien. Number 5, Brett Kavanaugh, Robin Prugman, and Kate Kelly. Number 4, Nancy Pelosi, Gerald Nadler. Number 3, Corey Lewandowski. Number 2, Javad Zarif. Number 1, Donald Trump. Who else? All right, so here we are. We've gone through number 10, number 9. Now we got to get on.
We haven't quite gone through number 9. We haven't done Brexit.
We just had
3 days.
You got 30 seconds for Brexit.
Court.
30 seconds.
3 days Supreme Court hearings. It's the highest court. It is the highest court in the world. And let me just say that in his peroration, that's a summing up, the barrister for 57 members of parliament included a reference to the Dred Scott case and said, we've got here the mother of parliament being shut down by the father of lies.
Wow. That's a strong statement. How long did it take him to write that one?
I don't know, but most of these barristers were lords themselves before 11 justices who were lords and ladies, and they're all in robes and wigs.
Right.
This was amazing.
5 seconds. Does it happen or does it not happen? Brexit.
Brexit is probably going to happen. The question now is, what is the Supreme Court going to decide about the suspension of Parliament? And that's what everybody's on tenterhooks about right now.
All right, so number 7. Oh, wait a minute, number 8. Healthcare reform and the opioid epidemic. Let's just jump right into the opioid epidemic in the Purdue Chapter 11, the pharmaceutical company that's being sued. Is this company going Dixie, or do they just kind of reorganize and come back better than ever? Rick?
Isn't it depressing?
It's Rick, I'll throw something in there. I'm amazed that they are able to follow the money and the $1 billion that the family is allegedly trying to hide for themselves. You would think that the company would not survive if this is how they are identified. I'm also very interested in how states are handling this. For example, if I may, in Delaware, they put together this opioid behavioral health consortium that involves everybody from the EMTs and nurses in the hospitals to people in recovery, and really trying to get a handle on this with each and every individual that they can touch. And I think that's really where this thing has to start. When we talk about the national news and how the pharmaceutical companies are involved, absolutely. And the other question, too, is this. Aren't some doctors, if not many doctors, also culpable in this crisis?
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to be hearing a lot of them in court cases. All right, number 7, climate change tied with gun control and immigration reform. Victoria, let's jump into climate change. There's a lot of protests, world protests going on this weekend. And here in Washington, D.C., it's going to be a little nuts traffic-wise. And I'm sure that some hooligans and shenanigans will be going on around town. What's the story with this worldwide protest?
Why do you characterize people who are protesting about climate as hooligans?
No. The protest, with any protest, there are some hooligans, not all of them. Sorry about that.
Yeah, the tiny, weeny minority of hooligans, and that's very unfortunate because there are going to be millions of people around the world, including grandmothers and babies, who are concerned about the future on a hotter planet and who are not happy about world leaders dragging their feet. So, and a lot of young people pouring into the streets this weekend. It's going to be fascinating. There were more than 100,000 people protesting in Melbourne. I mentioned Melbourne because that was obviously one of the first cities to have a protest simply because of the time zone.
Right.
This is huge. This is the biggest protest ever. Is it going to get politicians off their well-covered bottoms? And the answer is probably not. And just a little depressing, and different aspects of science are a matter of belief.
All right, well,
Did I just find that interesting?
Rick, let me ask you this while I reconnect with Victoria here.
I can hear that, yeah.
Will anybody be protesting in China, in India, and where a lot of these countries don't do anything about climate change, where a lot of this pollution comes from? I mean, if you want to talk about, okay, man-made climate.
Yeah, I know, and that's really what it comes down to. And honestly, you know, you're talking to a guy who does not believe, and having listened to a lot of different scientists and presentations on all sides of this from many, many people, because understand there is no 97% consensus. It may be like 55-45 or so, and I've talked with climatologists who actually believe that. And I don't think that it's going to move politicians who already believe that man is not causing this, that it's not part of, you know, our natural cycle. You know, we're now seeing that, you know, ice-covered Greenland is naturally revealing some of its ancient greenery. And people say, well, we got to do something because man is causing this. I honestly don't think so.
I get bored of all this because it goes nowhere. All right, 97% agree. No, they don't. The polar bears are dying. No, they aren't. Okay, I get bored of that. Victoria, my question is, how do we get the countries that are the worst offenders here to do something? Why is nobody protesting in China or India? Why is everybody protesting in the United States, in the UK, in Australia, with the cleanest countries in the world, or the cleanest continents in the world, and nobody's protesting in China or India or any of the other polluters?
I think some of that is valid. Of course,
because
I think that's relatively fair. This country, of course, is becoming less clean right now. China, of course, they're probably terrified to protest, so there's a good reason for that.
Sure.
India, I think it'll be interesting to look next week and see if they did. Of course, they could be gagging if they go out into the streets because the air is so bad. But I think that there probably will be protests in India.
My point here is, so we all have different points on whether there is global warming, whether it's man-made, whether it's whatever. Mm-hmm. I think we can all agree that humans pollute the earth. And
sure. Yeah,
could and should do a better job of taking care of the earth. And then, once again, what do you do with the worst offenders over there? So when it comes to the United States doing a better job of taking care of our environment, great, no problem. How much of global warming we cause, or if we cause any of it, there's where the debate is. So, all right, so let's move on to number six, the 2020 presidential race. Victoria, is there anything new here except for de Blasio dropping out?
Very interesting story in the New York Times about black voters and Joe Biden, which is young black voters saying to their parents, we're bored with Joe Biden and, just let it go. But saying to their parents who are supporters of Joe Biden, we're bored with Joe. And that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm not so sold that Joe wins. Now, if he gets the nomination, everybody that hates Trump is obviously going to vote for him. It doesn't matter. But I'm not so sold that he's going to walk away with this thing. Let's see here.
Warren is really pulling away from the pack here.
Warren is.
Rich and Victoria, Rick, I'm in Delaware, which is indelibly blue. And I have callers saying that they suspect that the Democrats really want to go through impeachment because they don't believe Bernie, Warren, or Biden can actually beat Trump. I find that to be fascinating.
I find that to be fascinating, and I think they're wrong.
You think Trump can be beat by either one of them?
I don't know that that's true, but I don't think that impeachment is going to help their chances at all.
No, it's not.
Oh, no. It's killing them. Terrible.
It's exactly what will kill them. All right, let's jump on down the list here. The new Kavanaugh allegations at number three on the list this week. These allegations really aren't new, but I think the interesting part of this story is that the book doesn't really have a super negative viewpoint of Kavanaugh, and in fact it kind of depicts him as a very popular judge, as a very popular family man. And then the New York Times takes the couple of cuts and leaves out a couple of, oops, very important key points, and very everybody important. Runs with it, and that causes a debate. Rick, why does everybody have to take these red meat points, distort them, and throw them out there? Is it just clicks?
I think it's a big mistake. Every time you have CNN or New York Times doing something like this, basically what I call lies of omission, it solidifies Trump's accusations of fake news. And this one is so blatant, whether it's the editors that left it out or the writer that left out the fact that the woman says she doesn't remember, other people who I guess otherwise would be witnesses saying, there's nothing there. It really solidifies President Trump's accusations of fake news.
Why does the New York Times, the Washington Post, and CNN give Trump this ammo?
I don't know why they give him ammo. The writers say they did not leave it out.
The writers of the book, right. They did not.
The writers of the book say they did not leave it out, and it was in the later print edition, but it wasn't in the online edition. This is just a huge mistake.
I want to finish up here with the Lewandowski hearings. That was a spectacle to watch. And Rick, I'll let you start because he played them like a fiddle. The guy's got cojones the size of Las Vegas to be able to walk in there and just basically toy with that panel like he did, no?
Oh, and they were so angry. Now they wanted an investigation into the hearing because he brutalized them. The one thing that I found troubling about anything that Lewandowski said was the fact that he said, so what if I lied to MSNBC? They lie too. And it goes right back to what we were talking about before with the New York Times and that story and all. And honestly, and this is where I live with this kind of with this topic and what's happening in our country. I truly do believe that journalists need to be better than the politicians they cover. Need to be honest and not commit lies of omission or anything that sounds like a rumor but they haven't verified. And that's not happening in the national political media. That's what really bothers me.
Victoria, you got 10 seconds. Lewandowski, did he play it right, or is he a fool on the hill?
He did until the Democratic Council schooled him and twisted him in knots and gave a lesson to the Judiciary Committee members in how to ask questions.
There's your Talk Radio review for the week of September 16th to the 20th. I'm Rich McFadden, and for Doug Steffen at 50 past the hour.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just can't. Cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 3/4 inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopBoss.com. That's TopBoss.com, or call 833-TOP-BOSS.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The way to lose weight using Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. This jump starts it, and that's really what helps you to keep the weight off, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, it's hard to talk about that because a lot of people are like, well, I've got a wedding next weekend and I want to lose a lot of weight. This is not the product to do that. You're not going to drop 10 pounds in 10 days. But if you stick with it, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better than you have in years.
So this is just a support. And the thing that is best about it and the reason that I endorse it is because I'm a naturalist. This has no stimulants whatsoever. It's all natural. So you'll be on the top of the world, as the bottle says, using Calitrin. So go to toploss.com. There's a big sale on right now. Use the DJB code and you'll get free shipping as well. Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
It's alive!
Mary Shelley's spine-tingling classic comes to the Reading stage in all its theatrical glory. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Frankenstein, written by Mary Shelley, adapted by Andrew Billiter, directed by Matt McDonald. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30. Sunday matinees at 2. September 21st through October 19th. Come see a show unlike anything you've seen on the Riverfront stage before, if you dare.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tick-tock time. Tick-tock, tick-tock. It's a review of the top five technology items from this past week, as reported on by Victoria Keelan, who's here. Richie, why do you have the thing playing so loudly? And, you
know, I like it. Down on that? It's kind of like cool disco tune.
Man. Yeah, right. Disco technology. Number five, Victoria, is a focus on Comcast and what they're giving away free.
Well, exactly. Not really free, though, and this is sort of a cautionary tale.
Never really free.
Yeah, if you are a Comcast customer, you may be seeing an offer coming in the next week or so to get a free streaming box if you are an internet-only subscriber. So if you don't use Comcast cable, but you use their internet as an internet, if they're your internet provider, you will get an offer to get a free streaming box so that you can watch different things, different apps and things like that on it. They will tell you that it will be $5 a month, which is ridiculous because you can buy a Roku box for $30 and own it as opposed to renting one for $5 a month. So that's one thing right there.
Only if you want it for a short time, it's better.
Yeah.
Better deal.
They essentially, the reason that Comcast is doing this is because, like so many other companies, they are also in the works of starting their own streaming service. Get the people who have already cut the cord from cable, they want to get them back, and they want to have everybody exclusively watching their own Comcast material. So you can watch, you can rent movies, you can watch different shows on demand. However, here's the real catch. Their Comcast box does not allow you to watch anything else. So that means no Apple TV Plus, no Disney Plus, no Netflix, no Hulu. They are going to be blocking out everybody else. So to me, I think this is a bad deal. Don't get sucked in.
Don't get sucked in. Number four, eBay and Craigslist. Here's something else not to get sucked into.
Exactly. Literally. A group of senators is expected to demand that eBay, Alibaba, and Craigslist explain what their plan is to counter the illegal sale of vaping products that are all over these platforms. Back in June, it was reported that eBay was selling, eBay had a million listings of e-cigarettes. And some of them were legitimate, authentic brands like the Juul Pods, which is probably the most popular brand, but a bunch of others were counterfeit. And so now the eBay said it was a violation of their policies, but even now you can still find them. So now this group of senators are saying that they've got until October 1st, all these companies have until October 1st to respond and to let them know what their plan is to get rid of all of the e-cigarettes off those websites. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine what you could buy on Craigslist? If you're looking for vapes, if you're a kid, and it's so easy to just go on Craigslist or eBay and buy them.
Yeah. Number three, Amazon shady, speaking of scams, right, here's another one for you.
Wall Street Journal this week did a pretty big investigation into Amazon's algorithm, and they found that, what a surprise, Amazon-made gadgets like Kindle and Echo are its best-known products, and that those results were pushed to the top, and other products that Amazon does not make were pushed further to the bottom. So here's the best advice. If you are looking for a specific item, make sure you at least go to the second and third page of the search results on Amazon, because that's actually where you will probably find the most relevant items for you or for your search. And you can read reviews and everything like that, but I always encourage that as well. But Amazon is denying that that's how their algorithm works, but they're pretty much busted. So just make sure, because most of the clicks, like 90% of purchases are made on page one of Amazon search results. So just keep that in mind. Go to page two and page three. Better deals, better products. Now, the other thing that Amazon did this week, they announced a new streaming music service called Amazon Music HD. It will offer 50 million songs at CD quality, plus millions more tracks at even better than CD quality. It's going to be $14.99 a month or $12.99 a month if you're a Prime member. Again, I would also say skip it, because if you're listening through earbuds or AirPods or even in your car stereo system, you're not going to notice a difference in HD music. If you have $500 sealed ear headphones from Bose, you might notice a difference, but it's not enough for the money in my mind.
Number two, Lyft is hit with another sexual assault lawsuit.
Oh, this was horrific. A woman who says she was raped by her Lyft driver in 2017 is actually suing the company in California for failure to keep its passengers safe. This woman says that she hailed a Lyft, and what should have been a 15-minute ride home turned into an 80-minute living nightmare. The driver kidnapped her at gunpoint, drove her across state lines, then raped her along with two other men who were in cahoots with him. And so she reported this within 24 hours to Lyft. She also reported it to the police in New York. And so this lawsuit is, obviously, it's going to go forward. She's brought her name forward, too. She wants to make sure that everyone knows her name. It's Allison Turcos, because she said so many other people anonymously report these things, but she wanted to make sure that everyone knew who she was.
Uber, number one.
Uber actually has some good news. They've got a new feature called Ride Check. It will use GPS to make sure if your vehicle crashes or if your trip takes an extra long time, they'll know.
59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Can one word alter the course of your life? Axiom Repertory Theater opens its fourth season with Nick Payne's Constellations, a contemporary tale of a couple in love, parallel universes, and quantum physics.
John Truitt directs this fascinating play that follows the life of Marianne and Roland as their relationship plays out in an infinite number of possibilities. Constellations is on stage at Reading's Old City Hall, September 19th through October 5th. For tickets and information, visit axreptheater.com. It's an Axe Rep show.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
After criticism from an LGBT activist, Amazon.com has removed books containing personal testimonies of formerly gay individuals. No longer sold on their site are writings that help people who struggle with transgenderism or same-sex attraction.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Trade tensions.
Prime Minister Modi is doing a truly exceptional job for India and for all of the Indian people. It is my immense privilege to be here with him today at this profoundly historic event.
About 50,000 Indian Americans attended the Howdy Modi rally. Modi is in country because the UN General Assembly is meeting this coming week, and world leaders are facing crises on many fronts. Hanging overall is a growing fear of military action in the wake of recent attacks on Saudi oil installations that are key to world energy supplies. On that issue, all eyes will be on Presidents Trump of the United States and Rouhani of Iran. Meanwhile, Rouhani calling on Western powers to leave the security of the Persian Gulf to regional nations led by Tehran. He criticized the new U.S.-led coalition patrolling the nation's waterways as nationwide parades showcase the Islamic Republic's military arsenal. On ABC's This Week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says both he and President Trump want to give diplomacy every chance to succeed.
When it's the case that we no longer believe that we can convince the Iranian regime to behave in the way that we've asked them to behave, just to behave like a normal nation, I think the whole world knows, including the Iranian regime, of American military might.
U.S. alleges Iran carried out the September 14th attack on the world's largest oil processor in the kingdom and an oil field, which caused oil prices to spike by the biggest percentage since the 1991 Gulf War. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-7126.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-7126.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-7126. 1-800-424-7126.
Colombia's leader says the brutality of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro must come to an end. In an interview with the Associated Press, Colombian President Ivan Duque Marquez likened Venezuela's leader to a Serbian war criminal.
The brutality of Nicolas Maduro is comparable to Slobodan Milosevic. And I think the whole world must look at that brutality, and that brutality must come to an end.
Duque has called on the International Criminal Court to investigate Maduro for human rights abuses. He's expected to condemn Maduro before the UN General Assembly this week in New York. The Arab bloc in Israel's parliament abandoned its usual hands-off stance today and endorsed former military chief Benny Gantz for prime minister, potentially giving him the edge over hardline incumbent Benjamin Netanyahu. The historic move marked the first time in nearly three decades the Arab parties backed a candidate for prime minister. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Utah Senator Mike Lee is predicting the Senate will soon pass a bill that would allow more highly skilled workers into the country.
Lee says every now and then a bill brings lawmakers together
to get something done in the areas where we can find common ground.
He says his Fairness for High-Skilled Immigrants Act is just such a bill.
The arguments in its favor are not your typical partisan or ideological arguments.
He says the bill won't give anybody everything they want on immigration, but
we cannot allow the perfect to be the enemy of the excellent.
Lee predicts it with so much bipartisan support, it won't be the bill comes up for a vote. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
British tour operator Thomas Cook ceasing trading and all of its hundreds of thousands of bookings canceled after the firm failed to find some rescue funding. More than 600,000 vacationers around the world are booked through the Cook Company. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
So we'll see.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Seven past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen this week as we count down the Talk Radio Top 10 Talk Topics as tabulated by Say That. My God, I love saying that. Talkers Magazine, and every single week you listen to talk radio about the big top talkets of the week. And so this week, from the week of September 16th to the week of September 20th, these are your top 10 topics. Kevin, go ahead and give us what is the top 10 here?
Well, thank you, Rich. First, I want to tell you that, Doug never uses the word tabulated. So,
tabulated, why not?
I'm impressed. Got a lot of stories this week, actually, Rich, because a lot of ties, just tons and tons of stories. So as I go through this, there are going to be ties. Some of them are related and some of them are not. But I talked to a number of hosts, and they were saying that it was basically a big buffet this week if you're a talk show host. So here we are. Number 10 this week, we have a tie. Area 51 Facebook raid, Spicer on Dancing with the Stars, and Cokie Roberts dies. At number 9 this week, Israeli election tied with the Brexit turmoil and the Trudeau brown face scandal. At number 8, healthcare reform with the related opioid epidemic and Purdue Chapter 11 filing. At number 7 this week, climate change tied with gun control and immigration reform. Those three topics tend to be in just about every week in different places. Number 6 this week, 2020 presidential race tied with Trump's California visit and the Long Island student stabbing. Number 5, a new national security advisor is named and the U.S.-Afghanistan strategy. At number 4 this week, U.S.-China relations, the economy, and Fed rates cuts. At number 3, our standalone, really the only one on the chart basically, is the new Kavanaugh allegations. At number 2 this week, the Lewandowski hearings and Democrats' impeachment strategy tied with the intelligence Trump whistleblower report. And a top story this week, U.S.-Iran tensions and the related Saudi oil attack.
All right, the top 10 people this week are?
Top 10 people this week. Sean Spicer and Cokie Roberts come in at number 10. At number 9, Boris Johnson and Justin Trudeau tie. Number 8, Benjamin Netanyahu and his political rival, Benny Gantz. At number 7, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren, Democrats all running for president. And number 6, Robert O'Brien. At 5, Brett Kavanaugh and Robin Pogrebin and Kate Kelly, the two writers from the New York Times who wrote the book. At number 4, Nancy Pelosi and Gerald Nadler. Number 3, Corey Lewandowski. At number 2, Javad Zarif. And at number 1, Donald Trump, of course.
When we look at people like Cokie Roberts passing away, where are we with this? And Victoria, you're the reporter here among the three of us. Where does this put us with, in the world of reporting?
Well, I'm really an analyst these days, but I think in the world of reporting, I don't think it moves the needle very much from where we were a few days ago.
But we've lost another connection to real reporters that we're all used to growing up, that gave us the facts. And we all know Cokie Roberts was, you know, swung to the left a little bit, and that's fine, you know, but she, for most
of her career, in her reporting.
Right. She was fair. And we don't have everything.
And we don't actually know if she swung to the left, because I've listened to her analysis on NPR, and if anything, I thought she was center to center right.
I think it's guilt by association. She worked for NPR.
I don't know where Cokie Roberts came down on anything, to be really honest with you.
So back to the main point. Is this more of the torch burning out of the actual real reporters that we know?
I don't think so, because I think there's a lot of really good reporting being done right now. What I think is also great is that they're not necessarily big names. I think if you go to a lot of the outlets like the Associated Press, like Reuters, like Fox News, like the Washington Post, that continues to break great stories, like the BBC. There are stories and stories and stories. If you go to local newspapers, which unfortunately are dying, there are great reporters out there who are breaking stories all the time. The Miami Herald. Newspapers like this, there are great reporters doing great work, and we don't need to know their names. Yeah. We need to know their stories.
So, Kevin, in talk radio, I mean, all of these radio stations used to have reporters on the ground, hitting the streets every single day. And of course, a lot of talk radio really gives these voices a place to air that they might not get otherwise. So a lot of these reporters end up being on talk radio, and it's a new voice for everything. How does talk radio handle reporting the facts as opposed to opinion?
Well, at talk radio stations, as you point out, there are fewer and fewer with larger news staffs. In big cities you have them, but larger markets, you still have reporters who are working and doing their jobs. And I think, like Victoria said, there are a lot of reporters on news talk radio stations. There are reporters at publications across the country who are doing their jobs and are doing reporting the way it's supposed to be done, looking for facts and reporting facts. And I think it's the same on news talk radio stations for the most part. Now, the station itself may, its programming, the opinion shows may lean to the right or be, arch conservative for that matter. The news department still, to a large extent, as far as Talkers Magazine can tell, really do exercise some degree of neutrality and still try to be reporters and not try to opine very much. I think it's interesting, and Victoria, I agree with what Victoria said about the refined reporting out there. You hear people say fake news, and they try to say, well, the New York Times is fake news. You could find about 100 conservatives, if you tried, who would tell you right away they wouldn't believe anything published in the New York Times. But if you took the New York Times, opened it up, and looked and said, okay, well, look at this story. Do you think it's fake? And it could be a non-political story. And they would say, well, no, that's not. But, and then they point to one point, one story, one incident, where there seems to have been some sort of opinion going on, and then that, tarnishes the whole paper unfortunately. In a lot of people's minds,
the circumstance
anyway.
This week is going to give those people fuel for their fire, and that's the unfortunate part about it. So, all right, number nine is we have the Israeli election, Brexit turmoil, and the Trudeau brown face scandal. So we can't do 36 topics this hour, but I want to go ahead and pick the Trudeau brown face scandal to jump on that for a minute because it's just fun. I don't know how long ago was it that he did this infraction, Victoria?
Was it? Oh, it was quite a long time ago. I believe it was college. I think it was quite a long time ago. And okay.
So no less offensive.
Everything we did in college.
No
but
less
it is offensive. It's offensive.
It's offensive. And now we look at it as like, wow, you really can't do that. And so what do we do with this now? Virginia, they had two guys who did it in blackface. They're still in office. They're still got their jobs. What do we do with this now with people who find something in their college past that we find offensive 30 years later?
That's an interesting question because, you know, I think back to my college days, and first, I'm really glad that phones with cameras didn't exist. But at the same time, I think about the things I did, and I didn't do anything that was racial or misogynistic or anything like that I think I could be called to the carpet on. So you wonder, you know, these guys probably should be held to a higher standard. They're leading nations, and or they're serving in Parliament or in Congress or whatever. You know, it actually is serious. You can say, well, it was just a college prank or it was Halloween and we did something, but maybe it's more than that. You know, I knew back in the 80s that blackface was wrong when I was in college. Yeah. So, you know, why didn't Trudeau when he was in college in the 90s or whatever?
Yeah, or frat parties doing sexual things. You know, Kavanaugh, 30 years later, he's got a frat party. What's going on there? So
doing sexual things, I think shoving your penis into somebody's mouth or into somebody's face is more than doing a sexual thing. It's an assault.
Never proven. So.
No, but yeah, I'm not saying him. I'm saying doing that is a sexual assault.
True.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number six, 2020 presidential race, Trump's California visit, and the Long Island stab. Let's jump into the 2020 presidential race. Oh, I'm sorry, number seven, climate change, gun control, and immigration reform. Climate change, world protests going on this weekend, Kevin. How are the talk radio stations around the country talking about the world protests on climate change?
Well, the news departments will report it, and the talk show hosts, if they are very conservative, will by and large dismiss it as, a bunch of snowflakes whining about something that isn't real. That's what they will say in general.
So, Victoria,
put it in a sentence.
Yeah, no, you're right. I think right-wing conservative talk radio will basically say this is a non-starter by a bunch of snowflakes and move on from it. Victoria, what do you think it's going to... Do you think it will change? Do you think Tuesday after these protests are done that anybody will have any different viewpoint than they have today?
No, I don't think so. And I think this is where we are right now, that we've lost or we are in danger of losing the ability to talk to each other and to listen to each other. And if we lose that, I'm not going to say we lose everything, but we lose something that's very important to us as human beings, particularly people who have very different points of view, because we can't get to what reality or the truth is, and then we can't get to solutions and answers. So this is really getting to be quite tragic.
I blame social media for a lot of this because people don't talk face-to-face like we are right here. I mean, even though we're not face-to-face, we're virtually. And I saw a great video on Facebook this week that pretty much just broke down social media and simplified it in one little video. It was a gate for a driveway and an automatic gate, and there was dogs on both sides of the gate barking at each other ferociously, just rah, 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 at each other's throats, right? I'm going to kill you, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to kill you. Then all of a sudden, somebody hits the button, and the gate opens, and dogs just all walk away. So when they had access to each other, they refused to bark at each other. But when the gate was closed, they were going at each other. And it's just, it's a sad thing. So 20 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The following 60 seconds is about you having safe and effective blood sugar support from Curalin. One out of every three of us is type 2 diabetic or pre-diabetic. So if you or somebody you know needs a way to support healthy glucose levels, you need to check out Curalin.net. Curalin is a phenomenal dietary supplement addressing the issue, no negative side effects. It works fast, 100% natural. Every single ingredient has been tested and approved for specific effects on glycemic response. You need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels? Go to Curalin.net. That's Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. And for a limited time, I've arranged $20 off your first bottle of Curalin. Go to Curalin.net. Use the coupon code DJV. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to be in control. Go to Curalin.net. Use the promo code DJV. Get started with $20 off.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just can't. Cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopBoss.com. That's TopBoss.com or call 833-TOP-BOSS.
Looking for a home loan? Omega Mortgage Group built its reputation on providing low rates and outstanding customer service. We've worked hard to lower our costs so we can pass those savings on to you. There's a reason so many real estate agents, escrow officers, and other industry professionals refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com and find out for yourself. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We're counting down the top 10, and we are here at the number 6 with the 2020 presidential race, tied with Trump's California visit and the Long Island student stabbing. Victoria, Trump's California visit, you know, I know that he walked out of San Francisco basically saying stop people, stop your homeless people from defecating on the street. What else did we get out of that trip?
That he raised a lot of money.
In California. See, and that's
Because there are people, there are obviously people, if California is a very big state, there are people who are Trump supporters with a lot of money in California, and it's a good place for him to go.
Is that the only value for him there in California? Is he actually going to stump there and see if he can get any kind of votes, or is he just going to raise money and move on to other states where he's got a chance?
If he's smart, he's going to raise money.
And then move on.
Yeah, move on.
All right, so in the 2020 presidential race, we had de Blasio jump out this weekend, and that's no surprise. The guy was in there for what? Build his resume to get a point across? What was his whole purpose for jumping in? Did he really think he had a chance?
Pass.
Kevin, you want to take a shot at that? Did Bill de Blasio actually think that he had a chance with the president?
Yeah, I don't, you know, that's funny. There's two, it seems to me there's two kinds of people who run for president. People who do it just to make a point, or maybe to say they run for president, or because they've got one particular issue they want to hammer on. And then there are people who really do think that they can win. And de Blasio may have fallen into that category. Maybe. You know, I don't know. It's hard to say what people are thinking, but, you know.
You are exactly right. You have two people. There are people who think they can actually win it, and then there are people who just want to build their resume. So you have the Al Sharptons, the Jesse Jackson, whatever. And I put Donald Trump in that same category. Trump had no intention. Well, I don't know. I hear that.
Well, I mean, I think Trump is a lot like Yang. I think there are people who suggest that Trump did not expect to get the nomination.
He did not.
Whether that's true or not, you don't think he did?
No.
No, I think he is surprised as anybody that he won the presidential. I think once he got the nomination, I think he thought he could win, but I didn't think he'd ever thought, and I thought he did it for marketing purposes. I thought it was, he thought it was a brilliant marketing move, and I'm going to be more popular than ever, and I'm going to get another TV show, and hey, look at this, I won the nomination. Now what? And yeah. Once he gets that now what moment, he just plows forward and just takes it. So, all right, so other than de Blasio dropping out, any other big movements this week, Victoria?
I think we did see in some polls that Biden and Warren were pulling away from the pack, which I think was interesting. And I think one thing that we're seeing is that Sanders supporters from 2016 seem to have decided, you know something? We're seeing Warren as more interesting and more electable.
Why?
than Sanders. Because she has real detailed plans, and she speaks to people like people. She speaks really the language of the voter. And she doesn't sound angry all the time. She doesn't sound angry. I don't think she is angry. And she seems to, I think, voters electable. And I think there's a sense among voters that that Bernie's time has come and gone.
Do people look at Bernie as crazy, or do they look at him as just animated?
No, animated. They don't think he's crazy.
Is she just a more stable version of Bernie?
No, not stable, because they don't think he's crazy. No, they think she's more electable. They think she's got good policy. And when she speaks so clearly. She speaks so plainly. Look, if she can go to West Virginia and turn around an entire hall full of laid-off miners and get the entire room to put their hands up and say they'd sign up for Medicare for All, she can do a lot of things.
There it is, 28 past the hour on the talk radio.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
24 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden and for Doug Steffen traveling this weekend, along with Kevin Casey of Talkers Magazine and Victoria Jones of DC Radio Group. Counting down your top 10 talk topics of the week. We're plugging our way through it. And let's have Kevin go through the list. Kevin, if you would do the honors, please.
Back 10 to 1 again?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go. We got a lot of ties this week. At number 10, Area 51 Facebook raid, tied with Spicer on Dancing with the Stars and Cokie Roberts dies. Number 9, Israeli election, tied with the Brexit turmoil and the Trudeau brownface scandal. At number 8, healthcare reform, tied with opioid epidemic and Purdue Chapter 11. Number 7, climate change, gun control, and immigration reform, all tied together. At number 6, 2020 presidential race, Trump's California visit, and the Long Island student stabbing. At number 5, new national security advisor named, tied with the U.S.-Afghanistan strategy. At number 4, U.S.-China relations, the economy, and the Fed rates cuts. At number 3, the new Kavanaugh allegations. At number 4 this week, Lewandowski hearings, tied with the Democrats' impeachment strategy and intelligence Trump whistleblower report. And at number 1, U.S.-Iran tensions and the Saudi oil attack.
All right, so we've made it through number 10, 9, 8, 7, and 6 here. Let's hit number 5 here with the new national security advisor and the U.S.-Afghanistan strategy. Trump seems to be trying his best to get out of Afghanistan and not able to do it. And it seems to me, what do people's opinion of Trump have on his military aspect? Because he wants to talk to North Korea. He doesn't want to go to war. The number one topic here, the U.S.-Iran tensions, the Saudi oil attack. He's the kind of the dove when it comes to Iran and going after them, whereas Secretary of State is more hawkish on this. What is everybody's opinion of Trump and when it comes to war and how he's handling this?
Well, I think that it varies depending on people's view of him generally. But I think part of the view is that he shifts his views. I think the sense is that he probably does not want to go to war with Iran because he definitely does seem to want to get out of Afghanistan. I think most people want to get out of Afghanistan, and the U.S. is withholding about $100 million in aid to Afghanistan because of corruption in the Afghan government. Of course, they've got elections next month, and these Taliban talks were wildly unpopular, both within the administration and with Congress, particularly in the lead-up to 9/11 being held at Camp David, which was a little surprising. But I think that his Iran strategy is viewed as mixed. Now, his new national security advisor, Robert O'Brien, who he wants, is also a hawk on Iran, by the way, and on North Korea, and on China. And so, and in fact, his book has a foreword written by John Bolton. So this is going to be kind of interesting. So I don't know how different his views are going to be from John Bolton's, and just how this is going to work out.
That's really interesting that he fires Bolton and then hires a guy whose book's foreword is written by Bolton.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's really interesting to me how he is kind of really takes his time and looks at these situations. And with Iran, you know, I'd rather do it with tariffs or with new sanctions and handle China with tariffs than I would have to have any kind of military altercations with them.
Well, he may also do some cyber attacks against Iran. We've already done that once this year.
It's very successful. And that's the new war plan anyway. So, all right, let's move on to number 4 here. But it kind of dovetails into this with China relations, the economy, and Fed rate cuts. Kevin, it seems to me that, you know, you're up in Boston, just north of New York, where Trump is from. Trump and his tariffs thing, it just seems to me like it's more of the art of the deal. It's a negotiation process. A lot of people look at the economy and the effects of the tariffs on the economy and are being hurt by it. And you can understand that they're being hurt, the farmers and a lot of other businesses. But is this the art of the deal? And do people in radio stations around the country look at it like this is a negotiation process?
Well, I think, yeah, they do look at it as if it's a negotiating process. And it is. The question is, it's whether, you know, Donald Trump's art of the deal technique works in the world of, you know, international relations the way it works in the commercial real estate industry, and there are a lot of people who will say no, it doesn't, that they're very different techniques, and they don't expect it to work. Others say, hey, you know, maybe this guy can make this work. A lot of people have gripes about China, whether they agree with the president's tactics or not. And interestingly, though, while we've said all of this, if you go to the Midwest, at least anecdotally, you can find farmers who are being hurt by this who will tell you they'll vote for Trump again.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I think in the end, they see this as a good thing because they're being taken advantage of by Chinese products and pricing. So I think he definitely has to be tough on China. It's something they've been just had us over a barrel for the past 20, 30 years, and this needs to be stopped. So, all right, number three, the new Kavanaugh allegations, which I don't think are really new. Victoria, let's talk about this book that...
Can we just mention that they're not new and that a Democratic member of Congress referred them to the FBI before Kavanaugh's hearing, yeah, and the FBI
so
did not investigate them?
Yeah, just so you guys know, the reason that we phrased it new Kavanaugh allegations so that it's not confused with the previous allegation
But I think you properly titled it because a lot of people think they are new, even though they really come. So, Victoria, let's look at this book that's being written about the whole Kavanaugh investigation. And does it tell us anything new? Are we getting any new information, or are we just rehashing the old stuff?
Well, I haven't read the book yet, so I can't speak to that. But I think we are definitely going to be getting new stuff because it's a very detailed book, and you're going to be getting accounts from witnesses that didn't come out. And remember that the FBI investigation was not as detailed as was hoped for by some. And as I said, a Democratic senator, I'm trying to remember who it was. I want to say it was Chris Coons, but I'm not going to say that because I could be wrong, reported to the FBI one of these investigations, one of these allegations that's in the book before in enough time before his hearing that it could have been investigated, and it wasn't investigated by the FBI. So he wasn't able to be asked about it. So, and that's one of the ones in the book. So, you know, there's this sense that, well, they could, you know, if there's anything else out there, it could just continue to drip because the FBI did what some people are saying is a cursory investigation of him. And this goes back to, we need to have thorough investigations of nominees so that this kind of stuff doesn't happen.
He's been appointed. Is it too late? I mean, do you not think that we had a thorough investigation after a judge has been appointed?
No, I don't think we did have a thorough investigation.
Them, and then what happens? Then do they impeach him off of the bench?
They'd have to impeach him. It sounds highly unlikely to me.
So the legal opinion that I read about impeachment is that it's almost always is intended to apply to crimes and misdemeanors committed while in office, not something that was, you know, alleged like 30 years ago or 40 years ago in this case, and that would be a very, very difficult legal road to go as far as what I've read.
So
I think Nancy Pelosi is gonna knock that one on the head as firmly as she's trying to knock the impeachment of Donald Trump on the head.
I don't think Nancy Pelosi has any control over anything. She can't stop the Trump the Trump stuff, and she wants to. She does not want to see Trump impeached, but she can't stop it. She's not in control. Do you think?
Well, there was a very interesting closed-door meeting between her and aides and the House Judiciary Committee, and she's telling them they're going way off the rails with their impeachment. And she said, you can leak that to the press, because she just thinks that they're going that they're going in the wrong direction. Well, she knows this is going to hurt
the
Democrats.
She's not stupid. She knows how this is going to play out in the election. She knows how this is going to play out, and they don't. And she's trying to tell them, and nobody wants to listen to her.
Well, and she's furious with the way they handled the Corey Lewandowski hearing. Furious. She thinks they handled it completely appallingly. She also thinks they should have held him in contempt on the spot. Which is what she says she would have done. She's just flummoxed by how badly they.
All right, so that brings us into number two with the Lewandowski hearings, the impeachment strategy, and the Trump whistleblower report. So Lewandowski, this guy is. He stood up to everybody and basically played them like a fiddle. Do you think he walks away from this unscathed? Or, I mean, they weren't able to hold him in contempt of court.
Well, they can still hold him in contempt. They can do it later, but it's kind of, who cares? Nobody's going to take any notice. The one person who tied him up in knots was their counsel. Their lawyer at the end of the day, who tripped him up repeatedly and schooled the Democrats, and this is how you ask questions and this is how you get prepared for a hearing. And people on the House Judiciary Committee, they're fairly serious members of Congress who usually know how to ask questions. And if any of them have ever watched Corey Lewandowski do an interview, don't they know that this is how he is, this is what he does? This was like, did they not have their coffee this morning?
Kevin.
Or did they not properly prepare, as you hinted at, you know?
What are the odds that Lewandowski ends up with a talk radio show, Kevin?
50-50.
All right, so let's hit the Trump whistleblower report, because that hit at the end of the week, and it's getting really big here over the weekend. Kevin, when you look at these stories like the whistleblower report, and CNN is just all over it.
Yeah.
How is the right or the center right talk radio crowd going to respond to that?
Well, I think that they'll be debating whether or not whatever the president said to whatever foreign official or leader they're talking about here, the debate will be, is that within the president's purview as far as dealing with leaders of foreign nations? Is what he did, illegal or improper or not? How can they argue it when we don't know what was said or to whom? We just know that someone felt it was strong enough to sound an alarm.
You know, Victoria and I talked about this a little earlier. I think it's fascinating. And Victoria, give us 60 seconds on this again. When the president's talking to a world leader on the phone, there are around 20-some other people on that call, and then people standing in the room. And the president tweeted, "Do you think I'm that dumb to try and do something illegal when I know that there's this audience of, CIA, NSA, analysts and translators and everything on the phone?" So what's the process again, Victoria, for somebody who's on that call to cry foul and become a whistleblower?
Yeah, let's add that at the end of that tweet, Trump seemed to give himself some wiggle room by saying, "I would only do what is right anyway and only do good for the USA!" exclamation mark, which is sort of a, bit of a Trumpism. So after the call, normally, this is important, is that both sides normally give readouts, very brief factual readouts of that the two leaders exchange greetings and discuss this and discuss this and discuss this. And they don't say the nature of the discussions or that, they sneezed and that they disagreed or anything like that. And what's always interesting is to read the United States readout and then to read the foreign readout, because they're always very different.
Right.
And the Ukrainian readout gives the details.
All right, well, this one's not going to go away. It's growing and growing. It'll give us something to talk about next week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Until then, Kevin, thank you so much for joining us. Love having you on. Victoria, thank you for being here. This is Rich McFadden for the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The way to lose weight using Calitrin. CALOTREN. This jump starts it, and that's really what helps you to keep the weight off, isn't it?
It is, and you know, it's hard to talk about that because a lot of people are like, well, I've got a wedding next weekend and I want to lose a lot of weight. This is not the product to do that. You're not going to drop 10 pounds in 10 days, but if you stick with it, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better than you have in years.
So this is just a support, and the thing that is best about it and the reason that I endorse it is because I'm a naturalist. This has no stimulants whatsoever. It's all natural. So you'll be on the top of the world, as the bottle says, using Calitrin. So go to toploss.com. There's a big sale on right now. Use the DJV code and you'll get free shipping as well. Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law. So I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit toploss.com. That's toploss.com. Or
come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen. Counting down your top 10 talk topics. Let's go through the list again and just kind of see where we landed at the end of the week here. At number 10, we have the Area 51 Facebook raid, Sean Spicer on Dancing with the Stars, and the Cokie Roberts passing away. Number 9, the Israeli elections, the Brexit turmoil, and the Trudeau-Brown face scandal. I don't see that one going away. That one's going to stick around for probably all of next week. We will probably be talking about that next week. Let's see here. Number 8, healthcare reform, the opioid epidemic, and the pharmaceutical company Purdue Chapter 11. They are going to reorganize, and that family's got more money. Even if they do close down, you will not get to that family, unfortunately, and that's a shame. Number 7, climate change, gun control, and immigration reform. The climate change, you got all the world protests going on this weekend. And my big question here is, anybody protesting in the countries that are the worst offenders? Is anybody protesting in India? Is anybody protesting in China? Is anybody protesting in all of the countries that really need to make the biggest changes? Obviously, in China, you're probably not going to protest because they'll just kill you there. But, you know, here in the United States and Australia and the UK and Europe, you know, we are already doing, maybe not as much as we can, according to some people, but we do a pretty good job on trying to keep pollution and the environment in a good place. We really need to figure out a way to make some of these worst offenders work at it a little bit better, because let me tell you something. I can eat all the paper, use all the paper straws I want. It's not going to help India with their paper straws flowing into the oceans. Number 6, the 2020 presidential race, Trump's California visit, and the Long Island student stabbing. The presidential race, Warren coming on a little stronger. You know, let's say Warren does beat out Biden. She's still considered pretty far to the left, and I don't see somebody that far left. That was Biden's thing. Biden's thing is he's appears more centrist. He's obviously got the name recognition. Is he going to be able to take on Trump? Yeah, I mean, he would be the most likely one to have a shot at it. Warren, I don't see it. So if she's the one who actually ends up walking away with this, I don't know. You got Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, going back to his job in New York as the mayor, doing a horrible job because he dropped out over the weekend. He probably passed out too. Number 5, the new national security advisor is named, and the U.S.-Afghanistan strategy. Trump trying to get out of Afghanistan, it's a tougher, easier said than done. You leave the void there, and this is what all the military generals know. If you leave a void in Afghanistan, weeds will grow, and they don't want to do that. Number 4, the U.S.-China relations, the economy, and the Fed rate cuts. Trump, and this is what I always come to this, Trump is negotiating with China. He's a hard-line negotiator. It takes a while. It doesn't happen overnight. Yes, the tariffs hurt. Yes, they are not good for the economy. But in the long term, in 5 years, once we get new deals with all of these countries, with India, with Mexico, with Canada, with the UK, the European Union, and with China, we will be the better for it. But it's going to take some growing pains. Number 3. The new Kavanaugh allegations, they are not new. They are being rehashed. The New York Times has helped kind of throw this into the limelight this week. So those will be sticking around for a few weeks to come for sure. The people who wrote the book, I can't remember the name of the book, but the people who wrote the book that all of this come from, these new allegations, quote unquote, walk away and they say, listen, if you read the book, it actually comes out good for Kavanaugh. Everybody says he's a great family man. Everybody says he coached his daughter's soccer teams and was nothing but a model citizen and a model coach. If you read the book, it actually walks away with a lot of positives for him. Number 2, Corey Lewandowski hearings, where he just played those hearings like a fiddle. The Democratic impeachment strategy. Nancy Pelosi does not want this. She knows how it'll play out in the elections. And the intelligence Trump whistleblower. this is going to grow. The whistleblower, it's an interesting thing because how does Trump talk to anybody on the phone if he's got 20 people listening, and what does he do with those conversations? Can he really have a conversation? And then number one, the U.S.-Iran tensions and the Saudi oil attack. Trump's going to throw more tariffs on it, even though he's got some hawkish generals and Secretary of State wanting to do something a little bit more. But we'll see how that plays out. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 58 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, inviting you to our annual Black and White Boondocker Ball, dinner and dance and costume contests, Saturday, October 5th at the Anderson VFW Hall in Anderson, California. Live music, buffet dinner, and live auction. Sponsor tables are $500. Tickets are $35 each. For more information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. We'll see you there.
Was largely the fact that we don't want our people, like Vice President Biden and his son, creating to the corruption already in the Ukraine.
The president spoke before heading to Houston, where he appeared at with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. At the Howdy Modi event, the Indian leader says the tens of thousands of Indian Americans at the Houston India Forum shows the U.S. and New Delhi have a lot in common.
You can hear the heartbeat of this great partnership in this celebration of the world's two largest democracies.
Instead of dwelling on trade, Mr. Trump highlighted the growth of U.S. exports to India, billions of dollars India spending on U.S.-made defense equipment, and joint military exercises with the country. Overseas pro-democracy protesters are keeping up the pressure in Hong Kong.
Protesters in Hong Kong have burned a Chinese flag and police fired pepper spray and renewed clashes over anti-government grievances. Police accuse some protesters of throwing gasoline bombs. After a march by several thousand people, protesters chanted, "Reclaim Hong Kong."
Patrick Foss reports that most of the protests were peaceful, but some demonstrators took down a Chinese flag from a pole outside a government office and set it ablaze. Pittsburgh police say three people are dead, four others hospitalized in what they believe to be a mass drug overdose in a private residence on the city's south side. You can check out more news and read more analysis, both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so, and then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? Cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com.
Jean-Claude Juncker, the chief of the European Union's executive arm, says border controls will be placed on the Irish border if Britain leaves the bloc without a deal. But Juncker tells the Sky News that EU's demand for the Irish backstop could be dropped if other ways can be found to achieve its purpose.
The backstop was never an instrument having been put in place for whatever will happen. No, it was put in place in order to preserve the rights of the internal market and of the island of Ireland.
Britain scheduled to leave the EU October 31st. Portugal's ruling Socialist Party, hoping an economic recovery during 4 years of governing will persuade voters in an upcoming election to return the party to power. The official two-week campaign period opened Sunday for the October 6th election. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia trying to raise awareness of childhood cancer.
Manchin says 15,000 children are diagnosed with cancer in the U.S. each year. That's why he's introduced a resolution to recognize September as National Childhood Cancer Awareness Month.
To continue the drumbeat and elevate the issue.
The resolution calls on all levels of government and even nonprofit groups
to create and host programs and activities that focus on increasing public knowledge on the risk of cancer.
And it promises that the U.S. will make the prevention and cure of cancer a public health priority. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Jury selection set to begin Monday in an antitrust lawsuit against one of California's largest hospital systems. The Attorney General of California and about 1,500 self-funded health plans are suing Sutter Health, a nonprofit health care system with 24 hospitals across Northern California, alleging that the company uses anti-competitive practices to keep prices high. More at townhall.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
In Pennsylvania, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit in a 3-0 decision ruled that Lehigh County's seal featuring a cross does not violate the First Amendment's Establishment Clause. The ruling came about after the Supreme Court's decision to keep an historical and symbolic monument, the Blandensburg Memorial Cross, in Maryland. Likewise, the cross on the seal signifies the religious freedom that German settlers experienced after fleeing from religious persecution from their homeland. Let's all thank the Lord for another big win for the First Amendment.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Every week we get together here, we meaning all of the players here on the DJV, the Talk Radio Countdown, the Doug Steffen Show, the whole thing. So we got Jennifer Horn here with us, Victoria Jones. Rick Jensen may be joining us. Doug Steffen is on the road this week. So Rich McFadden will be sitting here in your seat with you. And to start things off, we will go right down the list here, as we usually do, and start at number 10 and read our way back. Now, the Talk Radio Review is a compilation of all the talk stories that you talk about every single week, as tabulated by Talkers Magazine and Michael Harrison. And they go through all the radio stations that you listen to every single week and listen to what you're talking about. And they pick the top 10 talk topics. And then we discuss them here on the list. And we count down when I am here and Doug is not. We go from number 10 to number 1.
We actually get the list.
Right. When Doug is here, it's kind of all over the place, though. So here we go. At number 10, we have the Area 51 raid, the Facebook raid, the Spicer on Dancing with the Stars, and Cokie Roberts tonight. Now, poor Cokie Roberts. She has to die on the week that 2 million people decide to raid Facebook
or to Area 51, and Sean Spicer being on Dancing with the Stars. So that's just the luck there. Number nine, the Israeli election, Brexit turmoil, and the Trudeau brown face scandal. Another bad thing for Cookie Roberts here. Number eight, healthcare reform, opioid epidemic, and Purdue Chapter 11. Number seven, climate change, gun
control.
Can we
just say, what? Can we just say,
what?
Pop, 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 to Purdue.
I think it's the pharmaceutical company, not the chicken company.
I think chicken is the operative word here.
Right, yes. You are right there. All right, number six, the 2020 presidential race, Trump's California visit, and the Long Island student stabbing. Number five, the new national security advisor being named, the U.S. Afghanistan strategy. Number four, U.S.-China relations, the economy, and the Fed rate cuts. Number three, the new Kavanaugh allegations. Oh, boy. Number two, Lewandowski hearings, the Democrats' impeachment strategy, intelligence Trump whistleblower report, and number one, the U.S.-Iran tensions, Saudi oil attack. So since Jennifer Horn is with us here, just for the first part of the show, we usually try and jump into the, I usually go 10 to 1, but with Jennifer being here for the first segment, we're going to jump right into these Lewandowski hearings, because I cannot wait to get your take and Victoria's take on these hearings. And then also the impeachment strategy and the whistleblower. Let's start right now with the whistleblower thing, because that's probably going to be the biggest story of the weekend. And then we'll go into the Lewandowski hearings. Jennifer, what's your take on this whistleblower thing? It's bottom line is CNN is accusing Trump of trying to get the Ukraine government to investigate Joe Biden's son so that he can use it against Joe Biden in the campaign. But what are we looking at, really, from your perspective?
I just think this is more fuel for the fire on both sides of the aisle. I think you're going to have people who are supporters of President Trump, like myself, say this just proves what he's been saying all along, that there are people within the deep state who are out there trying to get the president, who are literally spying on him and trying to make the most damaging headlines possible. And then you have people on the other side of the aisle saying that this is a person who is not ready for the responsibilities of the presidency. From my perspective, the president can talk to whatever foreign leader he wants. That's one of the benefits of being elected president in this country. We give him, as citizens, the power to do that. He can have those conversations. He should have a right to some privacy in those conversations. But clearly, Rudy Giuliani was talking about Joe Biden not being the real star of the story. The president talked to the new Ukrainian president, allegedly, back in May, and was talking to him about all sorts of things, including an investigation that Trump was involved with, and he was asking him some questions about it. That seems to be what caused everything to blow up into what's a media circus. And the truth is, we still really don't know what's going on and what is really fact and what is actually something being weaved by political operatives in the mainstream news media.
Victoria, what's your take on this? I mean, are we missing something? Is Trump going after Biden, or what are we missing?
Well, I think that's a piece of the story, but this is actually about a complaint by a whistleblower in the intelligence community. So let's not get that lost here.
Yeah, which I mean, that's a great point.
That is a great point.
Let's describe to everybody what happens here. So Trump has a private, quote-unquote, call with a head of state. What most people didn't
with the new head of Ukraine.
Right. So
apparently,
when you have these private calls with the head of state, it's not private at all. There are up
no,
to
and Ukraine gave a readout of the call. Ukraine gave a readout of the call.
Okay. So describe how these calls go. I mean, who's on the line with him? You have interpreters, you have who else?
You have interpreters. You usually have It depends, because Trump does it differently from other foreign leaders. So I don't know, in the Trump White House, usually you would have other aides in the room. You would also have had the president prep beforehand, and there would be talking points. President doesn't do it like that. He talks about whatever he wants to talk about. So you don't know what the president's going to talk about. So these are normally fairly scripted calls with other presidents. That with this president, they're not. You would very often have people from the intelligence community on the call in both countries. You would expect that.
So that's likely where
normal.
This whistleblower came from, correct?
Oh, most definitely. It was someone from the intel community.
That's not spying. That's normal procedure.
So if you have somebody from the intel community on a private call with the president and a head of state, a leader of another country, tell me how this process works. Does the person just decide they don't like what the president was talking about and then they become a whistleblower? Or is there some kind of protocol that they, I mean, there's official protocol for a whistleblower. The government has created that for people so that they're protected if they see. But when does somebody decide, I don't like this conversation, I'm going to go tell?
Well, it has to be more than not liking the conversation for it to qualify as a whistleblower. And apparently, the whistleblower's allegations, it was more at least one conversation involving President Trump is what it was. And the Inspector General, who was on Capitol Hill this week in a closed-door session, would not say whether the complaint involved the president, but that's what is being reported by the Washington Post and the New York Times and now other outlets as well. But a person familiar with the whistleblower's complaint is saying, in part, it's a commitment that Trump made in a communication with another world leader, and there was no single communication at the root of the complaint. So what happens is that the complaint is lodged through, there's a formal process, and the intelligence community official would have to be sufficiently concerned that what Mr. Trump said was of national security concern, in other words, intelligence community concern. Now, Mr. Trump can declassify intelligence on a call. He can do that. So if something's classified, Mr. Trump can say it and thereby declassify it on a call. So he could do all kinds of things on a call. So this would have to be something really quite extraordinary that he would have said on a call. So that's what
and is he dumb enough to do that? That's what his tweet said. Am I dumb enough to not know that people are listening to my calls? Am I really going to reveal something big or make some sort of offer that would somehow be seen as nefarious?
All right, Rick Jensen, is he dumb enough to do this? And is this just another Mueller investigation attempt?
Well, actually, I don't know if he's dumb enough to do it. If he tweets that he's not still, that's not proof of anything. Why is it not important to the mainstream media, especially a Cuomo who did the interview, of what Giuliani was really talking about, which is, you know, why is it that, is it true? Is it true? Is it true, or why is it that Joe Biden was able to get a prosecutor in Ukraine fired, his son Hunter put onto the board of the National Gas Company right there, and is that something worth looking into and investigating? You know, this stuff is not new, and I'm sure I'm just jogging your memory when I remind you that many years ago it was a British reporter who discovered Russian documents that showed that Ted Kennedy was working with the KGB at the time to see if, hey, you guys work with me, and I run for president against Reagan, and you can help me by getting disintegrated against Reagan. This stuff doesn't seem to be all that terribly new, does it?
So there's another piece to this also, which is causing concern in Congress as well, which is that the Trump administration has been holding up military aid to Ukraine for no reason that anybody can think of. Apparently for pressure, and Congress started to say, you know, what's going on, what's going on, what's going on, putting a lot of pressure on the Trump administration. This appears to be part of it as well. What is being alleged by some in Congress is that President Trump wants these investigations into Biden to nobble Biden in 2020. And he's putting pressure on the Ukrainian leader and using military aid in part to do so.
So at what point does the government have enough information from this whistleblower that they can go get this information?
Well, they've got no information from the whistleblower because the IG will not turn it over. Now, the law states that he must. And this is really very fascinating at this point.
All right. Well, This one's not going to go away over the weekend. I can assure you all of next
true
week
enough, yeah.
It will be around. CNN will make sure of that. The Washington Post will make sure of that. All of the major Trump-hating news sites will make sure of that because it's juicy. It's got some legs to it. So we'll stick around and watch it. Coming up, number 10 through 2 on the Talk Radio Countdown and the Talk Radio Review.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just can't not say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash, located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. No Doug Steffen this week. Rich McFadden along with you with Rick Jensen of WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Thank you. I was trying to Wilmington. And Victoria Jones from the Washington Radio Group with us. We're going through the list and moving on down here to number 10 since we started at number 2. Let's go on down to number 10 here. We've got the Area 51 Facebook raid. Victoria's favorite topic of the week, Sean Spicer on Dancing with the Stars, and Cookie Roberts passing away. Let's start with Cookie Roberts here. Victoria, I'm sure you knew Cookie well and had years of experience with her. What are your memories of her?
I didn't know her well. I knew her a little, you know, from obviously because she was just a towering journalistic figure in Washington. One thing I would like to say is how much I admire the fact that she continued to do her weekly analysis and commentary spots on NPR. Mm. Really until I would say, I think I heard her last week.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it was last week or the week before.
I wasn't aware that she was sick. Was she sick for a long time? It is sudden.
I don't know. I was not aware she was sick. And that's equally astonishing, because listening to her on NPR, she did not sound sick, and I was astonished to hear that she had died.
Wow. Okay. All right, let's quickly jump over to Area 51 and the Facebook raid. Everybody's coming down on it. It's not aliens. It's aliens of a different sort coming down on Area 51 this weekend. There was this Facebook group that said, everybody go to Area 51. Well, what do you know? 2 million people said they're going to go. And so now Area 51 has guns locked and loaded waiting for this party to start. And I got some news for you. Do not go into the actual Area 51. You will get shot. They will not even think about it. They want to protect the aliens. All right. So, and then Victoria's favorite topic of the week, Sean Spicer's on Dancing with the Stars, and his first weekend out of the box, they give him a stupid lime green puffy frilled shirt to wear. And a lot of people on conservative radio are saying they did it on purpose so that he'd look dumb. Victoria?
Well, what were they going to give him to wear? A button down? I mean, really? Come on.
So do you think he looked equally as stupid as everybody else on the show?
Yes.
Okay. I
he looked ridiculous.
What do you think of his,
and he
of his
seemed
performance?
To be and he had the seemed to be having the time of his life. And he's been paid, what, $125,000 for it?
Right. So you know him as well. Yeah. Personally, what kind of a guy is he?
Yeah, Sean Spicer's a nice guy, and he was doing, you know, the impossible job, and now he's living the impossible dream.
Yeah, all right. Well, but like most political pundits, he will be out of there. There's no way that he goes all the way to the top of the show and wins that show. All right, so let's...
He was chastised for not swiveling his hips.
Well...
Well, for $125,000, Rich, wouldn't you wear a puffy shirt and even
I would swivel my hips. Yeah, I would swivel my hips and wear the puffy shirt. And
that's all they
went. That's all they went is $125,000.
Well, it goes up each week you survive.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so let's do 60 seconds here on the Trudeau brown face scandal at number 9. Does he survive this, Rick?
Oh, of course, because he has the mainstream media on his side. I was laughing when I saw on CNN Drunk Lemon actually saying, I appreciate the fact that he could apologize for wearing brown face and black face, because we have a president who can't apologize for anything. Meanwhile, he goes off and does a whole piece a few months ago on all these horrible people that did blackface and brown face and didn't apologize. So, of course, he's going to survive. He's a socialist, and I truly believe that the majority of those in the political mainstream love that.
There it is. Coming up, number 8 through number 1. Stick around for the rest of the Talk Topics of the Week with Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen, Rich McFadden.
our coffee and red wine, leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
The following 60 seconds is about you having safe and effective blood sugar support from Curalin. One out of every three of us is type 2 diabetic or pre-diabetic. So if you or somebody you know needs a way to support healthy glucose levels, you need to check out Curalin.net. Curalin is a phenomenal dietary supplement addressing the issue, no negative side effects. It works fast, 100% natural. Every single ingredient has been tested and approved for specific effects on glycemic response. You need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels? Go to Curalin.net. That's Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. And for a limited time, I've arranged $20 off your first bottle of Curalin. Go to Curalin.net, use the coupon code DJV. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to be in control. Go to Curalin.net, use the promo code DJV, get started with $20 off.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, along with Rick Jensen, WDEL, and Victoria Jones of the Washington Radio Group. Counting down the top talk topics for the week ending September 20th, 2019. And here we go down the list, starting at number 10. The Area 51 Facebook raid, Sean Spicer on Dancing with the Stars, Cokie Roberts passing away. Number 9, the Israeli election, Brexit turmoil, the Trudeau brownface scandal. Number 8, healthcare reform, the opioid epidemic, and Purdue Chapter 11. Not the chicken company. Number 7, climate change, gun control, and immigration reform. Number 6, the 2020 presidential race, Trump's California visit, and the Long Island student stabbing. Number 5, the new national security advisor being named, the U.S. Afghanistan strategy. By the way, George W. Bush Library has a new podcast out, and it's called The Strategist.
Nice.
Wonderful. Hysterical. Number 4.
Embrace it, man.
Yes, absolutely. Number 4, the U.S.-China relations, the economy, and the Fed rate cuts. Number 3, the new Kavanaugh allegations, which aren't new. Number 2, the Lewandowski hearings and the Democrat impeachment strategy and the intelligent Trump whistleblower report. Number 1, the U.S.-Iran tensions and the Saudi oil attack. So here we are. Let's go through the top 10 people, shall we? Number 10, Sean Spicer, Cokie Roberts. And number 9, Boris Johnson, Justin Trudeau. Number 8, Benjamin Netanyahu, Benny Gantz. Number 7, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren. Number 6, Robert O'Brien. Number 5, Brett Kavanaugh, Robin Prugman, and Kate Kelly. Number 4, Nancy Pelosi, Gerald Nadler. Number 3, Corey Lewandowski. Number 2, Javad Zarif. Number 1, Donald Trump. Who else? All right, so here we are. We've gone through number 10, number 9. Now we got to get on.
We haven't quite gone through number 9. We haven't done Brexit.
We just had
3 days.
Yeah, 30 seconds for Brexit.
Court.
30 seconds.
3 days Supreme Court hearings. It's the highest court. It is the highest court in the world. And let me just say that in his peroration, that's a summing up, the barrister for 57 members of parliament included a reference to the Dred Scott case and said, we've got here the mother of parliament being shut down by the father of lies.
Wow. That's a strong statement. How long did it take him to write that one?
I don't know, but most of these barristers were lords themselves before 11 justices who were lords and ladies, and they're all in robes and wigs.
Right.
This was amazing.
5 seconds. Does it happen or does it not happen? Brexit.
Brexit is probably going to happen. The question now is, what is the Supreme Court going to decide about the suspension of Parliament? And that's what everybody's on tenterhooks about right now.
All right, so number 7. Oh, wait a minute, number 8. Healthcare reform and the opioid epidemic. Let's just jump right into the opioid epidemic and the Purdue Chapter 11, the pharmaceutical company that's being sued. Is this company going Dixie, or do they just kind of reorganize and come back better than ever? Rick?
Isn't it depressing?
I'll throw something in there. I'm amazed that they are able to follow the money and the $1 billion that the family is allegedly trying to hide for themselves. You would think that the company would not survive if this is how they are identified. I'm also very interested in how states are handling this. For example, if I may, in Delaware, they put together this opioid behavioral health consortium that involves everybody from the EMTs and nurses in the hospitals to people in recovery, and really trying to get a handle on this with each and every individual that they can touch. And I think that's really where this thing has to start. When we talk about the national news and how the pharmaceutical companies are involved, absolutely. And the other question, too, is this. Aren't some doctors, if not many doctors, also culpable in this crisis.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're going to be hearing a lot of them in court cases. All right, number seven, climate change tied with gun control and immigration reform. Victoria, let's jump into climate change. There's a lot of protests, world protests going on this weekend. And here in Washington, D.C., it's going to be a little nuts traffic-wise. And I'm sure that some hooligans and shenanigans will be going on around town. What's the story with this worldwide protest?
Why do you characterize people who are protesting about climate
The protest with any protest, there are some hooligans, not all of them. Sorry about that.
Yeah, the tiny weeny minority of hooligans, and that's very unfortunate.
Yeah.
Because there are going to be millions of people around the world, including grandmothers and babies, who are concerned about the future on a hotter planet, and who are not happy about world leaders dragging their feet. So, and a lot of young people pouring into the streets this weekend. It's going to be fascinating. There were more than 100,000 people protesting in Melbourne. I mentioned Melbourne because that was obviously one of the first cities to have a protest simply because of the time zone.
Right.
This is huge. This is the biggest protest ever. Is it going to get politicians off their well-covered bottoms? And the answer is probably not. And just a little depressing, and different aspects of science are a matter of belief.
All right, well,
I just find that interesting.
Rick, let me ask you this while I reconnect with Victoria here.
I could hear that, yeah.
Will anybody be protesting in China, in India, in where a lot of these countries don't do anything about climate change, where a lot of this pollution comes from? I mean, if you want to talk about, okay, man-made climate.
Yeah, I know, and that's really what it comes down to. And honestly, you're talking to a guy who does not believe, and having listened to a lot of different scientists and presentations on all sides of this from many, many people, because understand there is no 97% consensus. It may be like 55-45 or so, and I've talked with climatologists.
Because that debate gets old.
Believe that. And I don't think that it's going to move politicians who already believe that man is not causing this, that it's not part of, you know, our natural cycle. You know, we're now seeing that ice-covered Greenland is naturally revealing some of its ancient greenery, and people say, "Well, we got to do something because man is causing this." I honestly don't think so. I think most people either have a problem or don't.
I get bored of all this because it goes nowhere. All right, 97% agree. No, they don't. The polar bears are dying. No, they aren't. Okay, I get bored of that. Victoria, my question is, how do we get the countries that are the worst offenders here to do something? Why is nobody protesting in China or India? Why is everybody protesting in the United States, in the UK, in Australia, or the cleanest countries in the world, or the cleanest continents in the world, and nobody's protesting in China or India or any of the other polluters?
I think some of that is valid. Of course,
because
I think that's relatively fair. This country, of course, is becoming less clean right now. China, of course, they're probably terrified to protest, so there's a good reason for that.
Sure.
India, I think it'll be interesting to look next week and see if they did. Of course, they could be gagging if they go out into the streets because the air is so bad. But I think that there probably will be protests in India.
My point here is, so we all have different points on whether there is global warming, whether it's man-made, whether it's whatever. Mm-hmm. I think we can all agree that humans pollute the earth. And could and should do a better job of taking care of the earth. And then, once again, what do you do with the worst offenders over there? So when it comes to the United States doing a better job of taking care of our environment, great, no problem. How much of global warming we cause, or if we cause any of it, there's where the debate is. So, all right, so let's move on to number six, the 2020 presidential race. Victoria, is there anything new here except for de Blasio dropping out?
Very interesting story in the New York Times about black voters and Joe Biden, which is young black voters saying to their parents, we're bored with Joe Biden. and, you know, just let it go. But saying to their parents who are supporters of Joe Biden, we're bored with Joe. And that's interesting.
Yeah, that is. I'm not so sold that Joe wins. Now, if he gets the nomination, everybody that hates Trump is obviously going to vote for him. It doesn't matter. But I'm not so sold that he's going to walk away with this thing. Let's see here.
Warren is really pulling away from the pack here.
Warren is.
You know, you know, Rich and Victoria, is it Rick? I'm in Delaware, which is indelibly blue. And I have callers saying that they suspect that the Democrats really want to go through impeachment because they don't believe Bernie, Warren, or Biden can actually beat Trump. I found that to be fascinating.
I find that to be fascinating, and I think they're wrong.
You think Trump can be beat by either one of them?
I don't know that that's true, but I don't think that impeachment is going to help their chances at all.
No, it's not.
Oh, no. It's killing them. Terrible.
It's exactly what will kill them. All right, let's jump on down the list here. The new Kavanaugh allegations at number three on the list this week. These allegations really aren't new, but I think the interesting part of this story is that the book doesn't really have a super negative viewpoint of Kavanaugh, and in fact, it kind of depicts him as a very popular judge, as a very popular family man. And then the New York Times takes the couple of cuts and leaves out a couple of very important key points, and everybody runs with it, and that causes a debate. Rick, why does everybody have to take these red meat points, distort them, and throw them out there? Is it just clicks?
I think it's a big mistake. Every time you have CNN or New York Times doing something like this, basically what I call lies of omission, it solidifies Trump's accusations of fake news. And this one is so blatant, whether it's the editors that left it out or the writer that left out the fact that the woman says she doesn't remember, other people who I guess otherwise would be witnesses saying, there's nothing there. It really solidifies President Trump's accusations of fake news.
Why does the New York Times, the Washington Post, and CNN give Trump this ammo?
I don't know why they give him ammo. The writers say they did not leave it out.
The writers of the book, right? They did.
The
not.
Writers of the book say they did not leave it out, and it was in the later print edition, but it wasn't in the online edition. This is just a huge mistake.
I want to finish up here with the Lewandowski hearings. That was a spectacle to watch. And Rick, I'll let you start because he played them like a fiddle. The guy's got cojones the size of Las Vegas to be able to walk in there and just basically toy with that panel like he did, no?
Oh, and they were so angry. Now they wanted an investigation into the hearing because he brutalized them. The one thing that that I found troubling about anything that Lewandowski said was the fact that he said, so what if I lied to MSNBC? They lie too. And it goes right back to what we were talking about before with the New York Times and that story and all. And honestly, and this is where I live with this kind of with this topic and what's happening in our country. I truly do believe that journalists need to be better than the politicians they cover. Need to be honest and not commit lies of omission or anything that sounds like a rumor but they haven't verified. And that's not happening in the national political media. That's what really bothers me.
Victoria, you got 10 seconds. Lewandowski, did he play it right, or is he a fool on the hill?
He did until the Democratic Council schooled him and twisted him in knots and gave a lesson to the Judiciary Committee members in how to ask questions.
There's your talk radio review for the week of September 16th to the 20th. I'm Rich McFadden, and for Doug Steffen at 50 past the hour.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but
for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law. So I just cannot say enough about it, Calitran.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitran and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitran is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The way to lose weight using Calitran, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. This jump starts it, and that's really what helps you to keep the weight off, isn't it?
It is, and you know, it's hard to talk about that because a lot of people are like, well, I've got a wedding next weekend and I want to lose a lot of weight. This is not the product to do that. You're not going to drop 10 pounds in 10 days, but if you stick with it, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better than you have in years.
So this is just a support, and the thing that is best about it and the reason that I endorse it is because I'm a naturalist. This has no stimulants whatsoever. It's all natural. So you'll be on the top of the world, as the bottle says, using Calitran. So go to TopLoss.com. There's a big sale on right now. Use the DJV code and you'll get free shipping as well. Calitran at TopLoss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tick-tock time. Tick-tock, tick-tock. It's a review of the top five technology items from this past week, as reported on by Victoria Keelan, who's here. Rishi, why do you have the thing playing so loudly? And
I know it's kind of like down on that. It's kind of like cool disco tune.
But. Yeah, right. Disco technology. Number five, Victoria, is a focus on Comcast and what they're giving away free.
Well, exactly. Not really free, though, and this is sort of a cautionary tale.
Never really free.
Yeah, if you are a Comcast customer, you may be seeing an offer coming in the next week or so to get a free streaming box if you are an Internet-only subscriber. So if you don't use Comcast cable, but you use their internet as an internet, if they're your internet provider, you will get an offer to get a free streaming box so that you can watch different things, different apps and things like that on it. They will tell you that it will be $5 a month, which is ridiculous because you can buy a Roku box for $30 and own it as opposed to renting one for $5 a month. So that's one thing right there.
Only if you want it for a short time, it's better.
Yeah.
Better deal.
Essentially, the reason that Comcast is doing this is because, like so many other companies, they are also in the works of starting their own streaming service. So they want to get the people who have already cut the cord from cable, they want to get them back, and they want to have everybody exclusively watching their own Comcast material. So you can rent movies, you can watch different shows on demand. However, here's the real catch. Their Comcast box does not allow you to watch anything else. So that means no Apple TV Plus, no Disney Plus, no Netflix, no Hulu. They are going to be blocking out everybody else. So to me, I think this is a bad deal. Don't get sucked in.
Don't get sucked in. Number four, eBay and Craigslist. Here's something else not to get sucked into.
Exactly. Literally. A group of senators is expected to demand that eBay, Alibaba, and Craigslist explain what their plan is to counter the illegal sale of vaping products that are all over these platforms. Back in June, it was reported that eBay was selling, that basically eBay had a million listings of e-cigarettes. And some of them were legitimate, authentic brands like the Juul Pods, which is probably the most popular brand, but a bunch of others were counterfeit. And so now the eBay said it was a violation of their policies, but even now you can still find them. So now this group of senators are saying that they've got until October 1st, all these companies have until October 1st to respond and to let them know what their plan is to get rid of all of the e-cigarettes off those websites. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine what you could buy on Craigslist? If you're looking for vapes, if you're a kid, and it's so easy to just go on Craigslist or eBay and buy them.
Yeah. Number three, Amazon's shady, speaking of scams, right, here's another one for you.
The Wall Street Journal this week did a pretty big investigation into Amazon's algorithm, and they found that, what a surprise, Amazon made gadgets like Kindle and Echo are its best-known products, and that those results were pushed to the top, and other products that Amazon does not make were pushed further to the bottom. So here's the best advice. If you are looking for a specific item, make sure you at least go to the second and third page of the search results on Amazon, because that's actually where you will probably find the most relevant items for you or for your search. And you can read reviews and everything like that, but I always encourage that as well. But Amazon is denying that that's how their algorithm works, but they're pretty much busted. So just make sure, because most of the clicks, like 90% of purchases, are made on page one of Amazon search results. So just keep that in mind. Go to page two and page three. Better deals, better products. Now, the other thing that Amazon did this week, they announced a new streaming music service called Amazon Music HD. It will will offer 50 million songs at CD quality, plus millions more tracks at even better than CD quality. It's going to be $14.99 a month or $12.99 a month if you're a Prime member. Again, I would also say skip it, because if you're listening through earbuds or AirPods or even in your car stereo system, you're not going to notice a difference in HD music. If you have $500 sealed ear headphones from Bose, you might notice a difference, but it's not enough for the money, in my mind.
Number two, Lyft is hit with another sexual assault lawsuit.
Oh, this was horrific. A woman who says she was raped by her Lyft driver in 2017 is actually suing the company in California for failure to keep its passengers safe. This woman says that she hailed a Lyft, and what should have been a 15-minute ride home turned into an 80-minute living nightmare. The driver kidnapped her at gunpoint, drove her across state lines, then raped her along with two other men who were in cahoots with him. And so she reported this within 24 hours to Lyft. She also reported it to the police in New York. And so this lawsuit is obviously, it's going to go forward. She's brought her name forward, too. She wants to make sure that everyone knows her name. It's Allison Turcos, because she said so many other people anonymously report these things, but she wanted to make sure that everyone knew who she was.
Uber, number one.
Uber actually has some good news. They've got a new feature called Ride Check. It will use GPS to make sure if your vehicle crashes or if your trip takes an extra long time, they'll know.
59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Boss.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. The showdown continues between the Trump administration and Congress over access to an intelligence whistleblower's complaint.
The complaint is described as serious and urgent and reportedly involved a phone conversation between President Trump and a foreign leader. Even though the president says the claim is ridiculous, his administration has kept Congress from even learning what exactly the whistleblower is alleging. Lawmakers are pressing for oversight of the executive branch, while Mr. Trump dismisses the complaint as partisan, even though he acknowledges he doesn't know the identity of the whistleblower. Greg Clugston, The White House.
World leaders are converging on New York City ahead of this week's annual UN General Assembly meeting. In a side trip to Houston Sunday with President Trump, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke at the Houston India Forum, praising it as a major event that's getting a lot of attention.
Millions around the world, in different time zones, are with us today. They are witnessing history in the making.
One of the topics sure to be covered at the General Assembly, tension over Iran's alleged attack on an oil facility in Saudi Arabia and increasing heat between Tehran and Washington. On ABC's This Week Sunday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is doing everything it can to avoid a war with Iran.
Our administration is taking this on in a serious way, and we are working diligently to see that this has a diplomatic outcome.
Meanwhile, in New York Sunday night, U.K. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Iran is responsible for the attacks, and he says the U.K. could join a U.S.-led military effort if one were to be launched. Meanwhile, President Hassan Rouhani separately promising to unveil a regional peace plan during his time at the United Nations. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so, and then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? Cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com.
Moviegoers had a flight of fresh options in theaters this weekend, and their top choice really doesn't fit the profile of your typical box office champ.
It's 1927. We're modern folk.
Fans of the television series really didn't want to see it go, and they demonstrated that by flooding into theaters this weekend for the Downton Abbey movie.
The King and Queen are coming to Downton.
What?
With an estimated $31 million in ticket sales, it outclassed a pair of other newcomers.
A royal luncheon, a parade, and a dinner. I'm going to have to sit down.
I'm feeling good. Ready to do my job to the best of my abilities.
Brad Pitt's space drama Ad Astra debuted with $19.2 million, followed closely by Sylvester Stallone's Rambo Last Blood.
I've lived in a world of death.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Family physician Dr. Charles Snyderman tells us more about chemical contaminants in prescription medications.
Once any chemical is found to be associated with cancer, pharmaceutical manufacturers begin to test for it in their products. NDMA has been found in minute amounts in several blood pressure medicines and now heartburn medicine. Because high blood pressure and heartburn medicines are usually taken long term, exposure may accumulate. Charles Snyderman in Washington.
The organizer of an official storming Area 51 event canceled on Saturday for lack of interest. Area 51 base camp producer Keith Wright says the projected 2,000 or so attendees would not have been enough to pay the bills. Area 51 is the highly classified Air Force facility on the Nevada Test and Training Range. A lot of people are convinced the government's storing alien spaceships and artifacts there, but the Air Force denies those claims. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
Hey folks, up first this time around, the second half of an episode of The Great Gildersleeve. Then we transition to the dramatic for The Whistler and Night Melody, a murderous tale starring Joseph Kearns and Doris Singleton. At the end of our previous show, Gildy is voiced by Harold Perry, found himself smitten by a mystery lady, and is on the search for her. In addition to Barry, you'll hear Walter Gently as nephew Leroy, Louise Erickson as his niece Marjorie, Arthur Q. Bryan as Floyd, and Earl Ross as Judge Hooker. This originally played on November 13th. 1946.
Now let's get back to The Great Gildersleeve.
Judge Hooker has promised to patch things up for him with Otto Engelbach. But here it is Saturday afternoon, the day of Engelbach's country club dinner, and Gildersleeve has had no news. We find him pacing thoughtfully in his parlor.
The old goat. Would he have the sense to let me know? No, he wouldn't. How could he? No imagination. He doesn't know what I'm going through. He doesn't know how beautiful she was.
How beautiful who was?
I was not addressing you, Leroy.
There's nobody else here.
I thought I was alone. Eavesdropping is a nasty, dirty trick, my boy. That means spying.
Who's spying? I just walked in here. I was going to ask you for a quarter. Spying. Can I have a quarter?
Leroy, I'm about to answer your question. I wish you to regard my answer as the end of our conversation, not the beginning. Do you understand?
I only want to see the picture at the Majestic.
I just told
you. It's an educational picture. I thought you'd want me to see it.
Educational? It's three little girls in blue.
Well, it's an educational short. Goes with it.
Leroy, I told you I wanted no lengthy arguments.
You said when you answered it'd be the end, but you haven't answered yet, so I thought I'd tell you some of the advantages. Then if you...
The answer is no. Now, for heaven's sake.
Well, if I can't go to the movies, can Piggy come over and play?
I don't want Piggy hanging around here this afternoon, Leroy.
We won't hang around. We'll play.
I don't want you playing here either.
We'll play quietly.
And stop arguing with me.
Who's arguing? Okay.
Permit me to answer it, Leroy.
Sure. Gosh, what's eating him anyway?
Hello? Just a minute, I'll call her. Leroy, please go upstairs and ask your sister to come to the telephone. Do not yell.
Okay. Gosh, there's nothing the matter with her.
Maybe Hooker hasn't even seen Engelbach. If he had any idea what I was after. Oh, no, he wouldn't. Maybe he just forgot all about it. Man his age gets absent-minded. Better call him up. Yes, by George, I'll call him right this very minute.
Who is it, Uncle? Do you know?
I didn't ask. Some girl.
Francie?
I don't know. Please be brief, Marjorie. I'm anxious to use the telephone.
Hello? Oh, hello, Mary Louise. What do you know? Well, it's funny that you should call because I heard only this morning that Francie told Clubby the same thing. So naturally, Lloyd knows all about it. And if he knows George knows, it's because Lloyd tells his brother everything. It's terrible to get mixed up with brothers.
Marjorie, I'm anxious to use the telephone. If you will confine your conversation to the essentials, I shall be greatly obliged.
Wait a minute, Mary Louise. Unky's mumbling about something.
Get off the telephone. I want to use it now.
Well, I'll call you back, Mary Louise. I hope you realize Mary Louise could hear every word you said.
I don't care what Mary Louise heard.
I could hear a gasp at the other end.
Oh, that's too bad.
Better take it easy, Marge. The least little thing seems to get him in an uproar.
Well, good heavens.
Hello. I'd like to speak to Judge Hooker, please. I don't care. This is important. Yes, this is Mr. Gildersleeve. The old goat working on a Saturday afternoon. Listen, Hooker, you said you were going to get a hold of Otto Engelbach for me. Why didn't you call me? What did he say? You might have let me know. Good old Horace. 7 o'clock, black tie. Why, George, you're a real friend, Judge. If I can ever do a favor for you, just name it. Thanks again, Horace, and so long. Woo-hoo! I'll be down to get you in a taxi, honey. Better be ready about 8:30. Well, children, what's the idea of moping around the house on a beautiful Saturday afternoon?
Huh? Do you mind if I use the telephone, Unky?
Telephone? Certainly not, my dear. Telephone to your heart's content. Telephone to Philadelphia. Call up somebody in San Francisco. The sky is the limit.
For heaven's sake.
And Leroy, go to the movies.
What a character.
That's enough. Yeah, where the devil is the soap? Oh, here. Yeah. Too hot? Nope. Just right. What'll I say to her? First impressions are very important. I suppose there'll be a whole mob of people around. Band playing and so forth. And somebody will say, Miss So-and-so, may I present Mr. Gildersleeve? And she'll say, how do you do? And I'll say, how do you do? Then what do I say? Well, Miss So-and-so, where have you been all my life? I'll just say it lightly like that. Well, Miss So-and-so, where have you been all my life? And she'll say, yeah, something like,
Oh, Mr. Gildersleeve, where have you been all my life?
Then what? Where have you been all my life? I could sort of smile at her and say, I've been waiting to meet someone like you. That ought to get her. And I guess I could ask her to dance. Just an excuse to leave the other people. But she'll understand that. Would you care to dance, Miss So-and-so, by any chance?
I'd love to.
Gotta have a little more hot water. You dance beautifully, Miss So-and-so. Light as a feather.
You lead brilliantly, Mr. Gildersleeve. You seem to feel the music.
Oh, I do. Tonight.
Is there something special about tonight?
Oh, there is. I feel I've known you for a long time. Possibly in another world.
I had a similar feeling when I saw you coming across the room just now. Even before we met.
Miss So-and-so, I don't like to ask this on such short acquaintance, but does that loudmouth Otto Engelbach mean anything to you?
I can't stand Otto Engelbach.
Neither can I. I wasn't going to say anything if he was a friend of yours, naturally.
He's an old friend of my brother's. But he's treated me practically like a prisoner ever since I've been here. He hasn't introduced me to anyone. Takes me on long rides.
Why, has he tried to force his attentions on you?
I've been able to prevent that.
Why, if he was to lay a finger on you, I'd break him in two like a match.
It's nice to know I have a strong defender.
Miss So-and-so, let's go out on the terrace.
I think that's a lovely idea. There's a moon.
And I know a dandy little place to sit. You can see the whole 18th fairway, practically. Isn't it a beautiful night?
Lovely.
You're not worried about being out here with me on account of Engelbach?
Oh, no. Aren't you afraid of what my people might say?
Not me. Don't sigh. And gaze at me. Your sighs are so like mine. Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love.
Ah, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Call me Throckmorton, Miss So-and-so.
Throckmorton.
Hey, Unc, what are you doing in there? Did you fall asleep?
Certainly not. I'm washing thoroughly, that's all. Yes, Lloyd, I'm on the way. Just dropped in for you to put on a couple of finishing touches.
Let me see. Gee, the old tux still shapes up pretty good, don't it?
It's not so old. It cost me plenty 15 years ago.
Boiled shirt and pearl studs. Hey, those ain't real pearls, are they, Commissioner?
Well, they're not the most expensive variety. I believe they're mother of pearl.
Well, it's all in the family. Gee, I'd say you were all set to mow them down, Mr. Gildersleeve. What do you want from me?
Well, I don't know. Let's see. Mustache? Hair trim? Massage? I've shaved, of course.
You shaved, all right. If I tried to shave you any closer, you'd bleed to death. Turn around. Let me see you in the back.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, you don't want to trim. You're right at the best state. Don't look like you just had a haircut, you know what I mean?
You're sure?
Oh, why should I lie to you? I could run the clippers up and down there and charge you half a buck. Rather see you look good.
Well, thanks, Lloyd. I appreciate that. This means a lot to me, you know. Well, here I go. Here I go. Oh, good evening. Oh, hello, how are you, Mrs. Van Hartsfeld? good evening.
Well, Gildy, I've been looking for you.
Oh, hello, Judge. See you later.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
Engelbach was around here just a second ago.
Engelbach? Well, there's no hurry about it, is there?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were in a hurry to get straightened out with it. I thought that you...
Horace.
What's the matter? Let go of me.
Horace, that lady over there. That lady. Have you met her?
Sure I have. She's the guest of honor. You want to meet her?
Horace, if you'll introduce me to her, I'll be in your debt as long as I live. Longer.
Well, that's easy. Come on.
Wait a minute. Is my tie straight?
Oh, sure. That's different. Come on.
Okay.
Well, here we are. Miss Stevens, may I present my friend, Mr. Gildersleeve?
How do you do?
How do you do?
Well, Miss Stevens, where have you been all my life?
Oh, and her husband, Colonel Stevens, Mr. Gildersleeve.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Colonel Stevens is the noted flyer.
Oh, he is. Well.
Would you gentlemen forgive me if I dance with my wife? I haven't seen her in 2 years. How about it, darling?
I'd love to, darling.
Charming woman, isn't she, Gildy? Oh, here comes Engelbach. Now you can get squared away.
What? Well, good evening, Gildersleeve. I understand there was something you wanted to say to me. Yes, go fly a kite. Oh, dear. Too bad. What do I care? Her nose was too big. Good night, folks.
The Great Gildersleeve is played by Harold Perry. It is written by John Wheaton and Sam Moore. The music is by Jack Meekin. Included in the cast are Walter Tetley as Leroy and Louise Erickson as Marjorie. Dick LeGrand plays Mr. Peavy and Judge Hooker is Earl Ross.
That was from November 13, 1946. The series had launched on NBC Radio 5 years earlier and impressively didn't wrap up until 1958. Like many of its fellow comedies, there was a television attempt as well, but it aired for only a single season. Gildy was played on TV and for the final 8 years on radio by Harold Perry's sound-alike Willard Waterman, who had joined the show following his predecessor's departure in 1950. Next on Wynn Radio was We Switch to a Murder Mystery as Joseph Kearns and Doris Ingledon star in Night Melody, an episode of The Whistler which begins right after this.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where before the break we heard the comedy of the Great Gildersleeve. And now we turn quite dramatic. Listen now for Joseph Kearns and Doris Singleton in Night Melody, a Whistler production narrated by Bill Foreman. The announcer is Marvin Miller. And it originally played on the evening of January 27th, 1947.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
Yes, friends, it's time for the Signal Oil program, The Whistler. Rated by independent research, the most popular West Coast program. And now The Whistler's strange story. Night Melody.
Marshall was nervous. His hand shook as he dialed Helen's number on the phone in the drugstore a block away from the apartment. He realized he shouldn't be calling her now of all times. She knew he was coming back tonight, knew every step of the plan. They'd gone over it carefully a week ago, before he left for Phoenix. But even though it was dangerous, he had to call her. Had to still that terrible, unsure feeling in the pit of his stomach. And Helen reacted just as he expected.
But I told you not to call me, Marshall.
I had to, Helen. I had to make sure. What about the alley door?
It's open. I fixed it a few minutes ago.
You know what you're going to say when they call you in?
Of course.
You sure Mr. Prentice will be coming home at the same time?
Of course, Marshall. He's as regular as clockwork. Oh, now, don't be silly, darling. You can trust me. Everything is just waiting for you to walk in.
All right, Helen. I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Yes, it's all waiting for you, Marshal. The side door open and ready for you. The vial of poison in your pocket. Your wife, Melody, alone in the apartment. Her sister, Helen, upstairs, ready with her story of the strange man. But the tense, uncertain feeling is still there. Worse now as you sit in the room with Melody, talking to her, knowing what's going to happen in a matter of minutes.
My dear wandering husband. Same as ever, always doing the unexpected.
Surprised?
Oh, not exactly. Only one thing could have brought you home from Phoenix this way. You've come to say goodbye, haven't you?
You're very direct, Melody.
I'm sorry it didn't work out, Marshall. Who is she?
I think that's beside the point.
Yes, I guess it is. I suppose it's my own fault in a way. I have treated you a little like a toy. An expensive one, of course.
Let's forget that, shall we? After all, we're adults.
And there's no reason why we shouldn't part good friends. You're so right, Marshall. Always so right.
Good. Let's have a drink on it, huh?
All right.
Scotch and soda?
Of course. Whoever your new playmate is, Marshall, I hope she has money. Because you certainly won't get any of mine. I was just talking to my sister this evening.
Helen? What's she got to do with?
I told her again that if anything happens to me, everything I have goes to her. That's all.
Well, that's as it should be. Huh. What's that, a music box?
I'm going ahead with my makeup, if you don't mind. It's my new perfume bottle, dear. I just got it yesterday.
Clever, isn't it? Same old perfume, though, huh?
Night Melody. Supposed to fit my personality, you know. Never liked it. Did you, dear?
No. I was rather surprised to find you dressed. You going somewhere?
Does it matter?
Well, I suppose it's none of my business now. Well, here's your drink.
Let me put back the stomach.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you made me spill it, Marshall. Why can't you?
I didn't mean to do it. I'm sorry, Melody.
I don't show it all over my new suit.
Here, there you are. Phew. That's strong, isn't it?
You don't like it, do you? You never like anything.
Oh, please, Melody. We're good friends, remember? Here's your drink.
Oh, all right.
To the future, eh?
To the future. Oh, I've never tasted anything quite so strong. It's almost... What is it, Marshall? Marshall, what have you done to me? Marshall!
Well, it worked, Marshall, and quickly. Yes, thiocyanin always does. And the full vial in Melody's drink made it almost instantaneous. You bend over, check, then straighten up and look at your watch. 1:15, still on schedule. It takes only a moment to rinse out the two glasses, then hurry to the door, open it, and look into the hall. No one in sight, Marshall. It's perfect. One minute later, you're carrying Melody to the automatic elevator, held on the fourth floor by the little block of wood you left to prop the door open. You put her inside, let the door close, and start down the stairs. At 1:26, you're standing in the shadows of the shrubbery outside the building. At your feet, the suitcase you hid there. Waiting. Waiting. Waiting.
Why doesn't he come? Oh, here he comes now. Yeah, this is him.
Well, hello, Mr. Prentice.
Oh, Blake, you startled me.
Sorry.
Didn't know you were coming along the sidewalk.
Trying to catch up with you for a block.
Well, a suitcase, eh? Back from another business trip?
Yes, I'm glad of it.
There you are.
Oh, thanks.
Rather nice to meet someone for a change. I'm usually a lone wolf, you know. I suppose it's the lot of every nightclub manager.
Did you ring for the elevator?
Yep, already started down. Your wife expecting you, Blake?
Why, no, I didn't get a chance to wire her. Probably be quite a surprise.
And it will be quite a surprise, won't it, Marshall? Yes. You'll probably have to pick Prentice off the floor when that elevator door opens and he sees what's inside. But most important of all, Prentice will produce an alibi no one could possibly break down. Yes, it's so natural. You're walking up to him outside, the suitcase in your hand, just back from Phoenix. the two of you walking in together, discovering melody together. Yes, Marshall, it's airtight. And as the elevator dial moves around, you begin to brace yourself. 4, 3, 2, 1. You're ready now, waiting. Prentice slides the door back. The elevator is empty.
Well, what's the matter, Blake? Step in. There's plenty of room.
Stand at the door of the elevator like an idiot, too stunned to speak. It's unbelievable, isn't it, Marshall? You put Melody's body in that elevator not 5 minutes ago, yet the car is empty. You fight an impulse to run out of the elevator, upstairs to the fifth floor in Helen's apartment. But you can't, can you, Marshall? No one must know there was ever more than a casual friendship between you and Helen. As the car rises, you tell yourself that your wife, Melody, is dead. That she couldn't get up and walk away. Or could she? You follow Prentice out onto the fourth floor and start down the corridor, deciding now it's best to keep close to him for the time being.
You seem a little ruffled tonight, Blake. Anything wrong?
Oh, no. I had kind of a rough time on the plane, though, and... Well, come on in, Prentice. Have a nightcap with me.
Won't we disturb your wife?
Oh, she won't mind. Just a quickie.
Well, you know me.
Good. I know Melody will be happy to see you.
Lights are on. Perhaps she's still up.
Melody? Oh, Melody. Melody, darling. I'm home. Hey, Prentice.
What's the matter?
Well, she's not here. She's not in the apartment.
What's wrong with that?
Why, I don't know.
Oh, she might have gone out for the evening or... Wait a minute. Look there.
Huh?
That overnight bag next to the divan. Was she going somewhere?
Well, she couldn't have... I mean, she couldn't have gone far.
Of course not. Well, Blake, what about it?
What about what?
Didn't you ask me in for a drink?
Oh, yes. Sure. Help yourself, will you? It's on the sideboard there.
Righto. And I'd say you could use a drink. Well, that's strange.
What is it?
She couldn't have left very long ago, these glasses. Must have been rinsed in hot water. They're still warm.
Oh, yes, of course.
Now, how do you suppose it... Say, what is that? Perfume?
Oh, yes, it's a favorite of my wife's. Name for her something. Night Melody.
It's another tale from the Whistler. We'll be back after this short break.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Radio's top cop takes on all the vice the post-war decade had to offer in Dragnet's true-to-life police procedurals.
It was Saturday, July 18th. It was warm in Los Angeles. We were working the day watch out of homicide detail. My partner's Frank Smith. The boss is Captain Lorman. My name's Friday.
Jack Webb, the creator of the series, stars as Sergeant Joe Friday in Radio Spirit's special 10-CD collection, Dragnet, Big Crime.
Something else you ought to know.
Yeah, what's that?
That gun he's got, the .22 rifle?
Yeah.
He's got a real thing about guns. Big collection. Rifles, pistols, automatics, a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
And they all work.
The cases worked by radio's most earnest law enforcement officer were compelling in their depiction of commonplace tragedies. Dragnet, Big Crime, brings you 20 digitally restored and remastered episodes of this radio classic.
Go in. I quit.
All right, throw the gun out, Gray. Throw the gun out.
I won't do it.
Come on, throw that gun out.
Hey, hello.
Dragnet Big Crime is regularly priced at $39.98. But today, When Radio Was listeners can save $15 and get Big Crime for just $24.98. Plus, get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Friday77.
Everything we did, he planned it. We asked about something, he said not to worry about it. He had it all figured. Yeah. All we said, he was as smart as any cop. Kept telling us you made mistakes.
We do.
That's what he said.
He should have told you the rest of it.
What do you mean?
We can make them more than once.
Don't make the mistake of missing out on this outstanding offer. Go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. And remember, offer code Friday77. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Why is deer hunting so effective in the early season? I'll share right after the break.
Attention, whitetail hunters. Finally, an opportunity to match your bow hunting skills against fellow hunters. Divided into 14 regions, solo and three-person teams compete to harvest the biggest buck in their region. Qualify for the 2020 North American Whitetail Championships in Kansas and a chance to win $50,000. Runs this September through January. Register today at NAWTC.com. NAWTC.com.
The main reason deer hunting in the early season is so effective is because the deer are extremely patternable. The deer are on a bed-to-food routine and do the same thing day after day. If you can find their food source and how they are accessing it, you are in a great position to harvest a deer before things start to change. To learn more about this topic, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back to an episode of The Whistler entitled Night Melody on When Radio Was.
And the scent of it, heavier than ever now, makes you almost feel Melody near you. Sweet, sickening, filling the room with her presence, her brittle, mocking laugh. At long last, Prentice finishes his drink. And the minute you hear his door close across the hall, you hurry out. Search the corridors on the fourth floor, then down the stairs to the third, the second, and finally into the lobby. Where is she, Marshal? What happened to Melody?
Who is it?
Oh, Mrs.
Oh, Mr. Blake, I thought I heard someone. Is something wrong?
My wife. I'm awfully worried, Mrs. McPherson. She's not in the apartment.
Well, didn't you know?
Know what?
Well, I thought she was leaving on a trip tonight.
She didn't tell me. I just got in from Phoenix.
Oh, dear, dear. You must have just missed each other. I'm sure I heard Mrs. Blake go out, and I... Well, I'm sure of it now. That's your wife's perfume. Can't you smell it?
Yes, I do smell it.
Oh, well, wait a minute. I'll check for you, Mr. Blake. I'll call the night man. He brought her trunk up from the basement this afternoon. Now, I'm sure he'll know. And you say she didn't mention anything to you this afternoon, Mr. Novello? Yes, I see. Well, Mr. Blake's quite worried, and he... Oh, you did. You saw her leave the building a short time ago.
What did he say?
The night man saw her leave. About what time, Mr. Novello? 1:30 or so?
Wait a minute. What's he...
Oh, and she was carrying her overnight bag. I see. Well, thank you. Yes, good night.
Overnight bag? Tell me, what did he say about...
But she was carrying it with her.
The bag?
Oh, now, there's nothing to worry about, Mr. Blake. Come, I'll fix you some tea. Only be a moment, and I'll... That perfume, it's in here, too. Isn't that odd?
The wrong key, huh? Let me see here. Oh, what's wrong with this silly thing?
Oh, Blake. Huh?
Oh, Prentice. I'm having a little trouble with the key here. I'll get it in a minute.
What's the matter?
Oh, the key just locks.
Here, let me...
Oh.
There you are.
Thanks.
Is there something wrong?
No, nothing. Come on in, will you?
I don't mean to be curious, but good Lord, man, there's nothing to get worked up about.
Let me see. Where is it? Excuse me a minute, will you? Excuse me. Oh, it isn't here either. It's gone.
What's gone?
Her overnight bag, Melody's. It was here a minute ago.
I guess that's what she came back for.
What did you say?
Well, I thought it was she. Someone came and went only a minute ago.
But she couldn't have. I mean,
look,
I...
Look, Blake, there's one way to settle it. Let's go up and check with her sister, Helen.
And that's not on the program either, is it, Marshall? You're too bewildered to even think now as Mr. Prentice guides you up the stairs to the next floor in Helen's apartment. Someone knows. You're sure of it now. Someone has been in on it from the first, and the whole thing is a careful, insidious plan to trap you. But who, Marshall? Who could it be? Then as the two of you start down the sixth floor corridor, something hits you between the eyes.
Darling, you can trust me. Everything is just waiting for you to walk in.
You stop short for a minute, your mind spinning, and then continue on after Prentice. Walk in, Marshal. Walk into what?
Oh, Mr. What's the matter? Why are you...
Oh, nothing at all, Miss Mason.
I'm sorry, Helen.
Marshall, something's wrong. What is it?
We didn't want to disturb you, Miss Mason.
See, I'm a little concerned about Melody, Helen. Well, you know, I've been in Phoenix for the past 2 weeks. I just returned unexpectedly and...
Tell me. Tell me, Marshall, what is it?
Well, she isn't at home.
Melody isn't at home?
There's really nothing to be alarmed about. You know, of course, that she planned a trip. You can't seem to convince Blake here that...
Please, Mr. Prentice, would you mind if I talk to Helen alone?
Oh, not at all. Good night, Miss Mason. Sorry to have disturbed you, but poor Blake here.
Of course. Come in, Marshall, and thank you, Mr. Prentice.
Not at all.
What's the matter?
Everything.
Did you do it?
Yes, right on schedule. Only one thing.
What?
When Prentice and I opened the elevator door, she wasn't there.
What do you mean?
That she wasn't there. Everybody's trying to tell me she's walking around the building.
Oh, Marshall, are you sure you...
She was dead, I tell you. When I put her in that elevator, she was
dead.
Oh,
don't be ridiculous. Tell me now. Tell me exactly what happened.
It went off perfectly. I got up to her apartment just after one. We talked a while. I suggested a farewell drink and then I...
Go on.
Wait a minute. Helen. You.
What's the matter?
She's been here too, hasn't she?
Marshall, what are you...
Night Melody. Here in this room. I can smell it.
What are you talking
Melody's
about?
Melody's perfume.
Perfume? What in
There's
the world?
Only one way it could have happened, Helen. Just one way.
Marshall.
You're double-crossing me, Helen. You're trying to use me for a fall guy. It's Melody's money, isn't it? That's all you're after.
Wait a minute, Marshall.
What did you do with her, Helen? What did you do with Melody? The next thing I know, she'll turn up in my lap with 15 witnesses. When are you going to spring that?
Oh, darling, you don't know what you're saying.
I gave you credit for better sense. You're in it, you know. You're in it as deep as I am. Well, it's not going to work, Helen. You better understand that right now.
Marshall, listen to me.
I'm through listening to you.
Oh, please. Please, darling. You've just got to believe in me before it's too late.
Oh, Helen, I couldn't believe.
Oh, my poor darling. Listen to me now. I know we're in this together. There's only one way we can win. We've got to stay together. Always.
I love you, Helen. I love you so much.
If she's gone, it's because someone found her. Because someone knows.
They all know. The manager, even Prentice.
There's only one way out now, Marshall. There isn't much time.
What do you mean?
They do know, darling, but they don't know enough. If they did, they'd be here by now. We've got to get out of here.
When?
Right now. My car's down in the basement garage. We can be out of the state by daylight.
You know what that means?
Yes, Marshal. I know what that means.
After this short break, we'll be back with more from The Whistler on When Radio Was.
If it wasn't for a kind community member like you, I could have died on the streets. My name is Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice, and I will be your keynote speaker at the Good News Rescue Mission's 11th Annual Harvest of Hope Fundraiser Banquet at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, October 5th at 6 p.m. Support transformation and purchase your Harvest of Hope table at gnrm.org. I'll see you there.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship, Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
And now, back to The Whistler on When Radio Was.
There's a sick feeling of defeat inside you as you wait for her to dress. Yes, you know what it means to run now, don't you, Marshall? From this minute on, the two of you are giving up all thought of the money, admitting to the world and the law that you murdered Melody Blake. But Helen's right. There's only one explanation. They know everything, and from now on, it's only a matter of time. 5 minutes later, the two of you are in the elevator, going down to the basement in Helen's car.
That's it, Marshall. Get the door.
Yeah.
Car's over here.
It's so dark, I can't...
Here, take my hand.
Is there anyone on duty?
The night man's working upstairs, I think. Hurry, darling. What's the matter?
Helen, look. On the table over there. Under the window.
Where? I don't see it.
I don't understand.
They brought her down here.
Melody, you are dead, aren't you? You are dead.
I'm afraid she is.
Oh, Mr. Blake, it's awful. I had no idea when I told
Please, Mrs. McPherson.
Who are you?
Lieutenant Brackett, homicide. Mrs. McPherson called us.
But why? What are you doing here?
I don't think it's necessary to explain that.
You surprised Helen?
Marshall.
You're stunned, aren't you? Right out of a clear sky. You had no idea.
Please, darling, believe me.
That's the trouble. I did believe you. You should have had better sense, Helen. It won't work, you know. It's the wrong kind of a frame. There's still two of us.
Stop, Marshall.
Two of us, Helen, you and I. Yes, you get that, Lieutenant? Two of us. I didn't kill her. I was the machine, the dummy. She pulled the strings.
You don't know what you're saying.
Shut up. Well, I'm pulling the strings now, all of them. All right, officer. You can make yourself comfortable. I got quite a story to tell you.
The Whistler will return in just a moment with a strange ending to tonight's story.
It's a terrible thing, Marshall, the four of you standing in the gloom of the basement garage. Just enough light from the street lamp outside, filtering through the dirty window to give the whole picture an ethereal, ghostly pallor. You hear yourself talking now, slowly at first, then faster as the hatred inside you drives the whole thing out of your brain and in a flood of words. You tell everything. How you fell in love with Helen. About the night you discovered you were both thinking of murder and of Melody's money. Of the poisoned drink, the elevator, the maddening discovery that Melody's body was gone. Helen begins to sob. Mrs. McPherson and the lieutenant just stand there quietly listening.
Well, that's all, Lieutenant. I don't know what she's done to try to implicate me. What kind of a yarn she's told you, but that's the truth. And no one will ever make me change.
Oh, Marshal, why? Why?
Well, what about it, officer?
Amazing what you can run into in an apartment house garage. Come on.
Where are we going?
The night man's room is down here. I'd like to have you talk to him.
A night man?
Bring the lady, Mrs. McPherson.
This way, Miss Mason.
No, I won't. I'm not going
to... You'll know what I tell you. You're both under arrest. Suspicion of murder.
But the night man, what's he got to do?
Take it easy. You'll see in a minute. Oh, Flynn.
Yes, Lieutenant?
Can we see him now?
Sure, go on in.
Come on. How are you now, Mr. Novello?
I don't know, Lieutenant.
You know Mr. Blake here?
Mr. Blake? Mr. Blake, please believe me. I didn't mean to do it. I tried to explain. After it happened, I got scared and I lost my head. That's why I lied about seeing your wife go out
just
and everything.
Just a minute, Mr. Novello. Tell Mr. Blake exactly what you did.
I was cleaning up on the fourth floor, and I found Mrs. Blake in the elevator. She'd fainted.
Fainted?
Go on, Mr. Novello.
I pick her up to carry her back to her apartment, and as I pass the stairway, I trip and fell down all the way to the landing. She hit her head. I know it. I killed her. I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to kill her.
You mean he told you?
Funny, isn't it? We thought he was lying. Had him all ready to book. Until you cleared him.
Good Lord, Helen.
Never mind, Marshal. It's no use now.
Well, let's go, you two. Oh, Mr. Novello, a word of advice. Next time you fall downstairs with a body in your arms, don't lose your head and hide it in the air conditioning intake. Every apartment in the building is full of that perfume.
Featured in tonight's story were Joseph Kearns and Doris Singleton, and was transmitted to our troops overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. This is Marvin Miller speaking for the Signal Oil Company.
That was Night Melody from January 27, 1947. The Whistler only aired on CBS's West Coast network in markets where Signal Oil gas stations were located. Just because it wasn't truly national didn't mean The Whistler wasn't a top series, namely because it drew from a large and talented pool of Hollywood-based radio actors. And you just heard two of the best. Joseph Kearns and Doris Singleton were also TV performers. They even showed up in the same 1960 episode of a brief television comedy known as Angel, which was created by the same guy who came up with My Favorite Husband, which became television's I Love Lucy. I'll name him and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Break it down with MusicRewind.com and Ella and Her Fellas, a 2-CD compilation of 40 original vocal and instrumental collaborations with the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald, featuring Louis Armstrong, The Ink Spots, Nelson Riddle, Count Basie, The Mills Brothers, and many more.
But I linger on, dear.
The very thought of you.
Go to musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now to swing and sway with Ella and her fellas. Pay only $17.98, plus get a bonus of reduced shipping today by using promo code Ella77.
Crooked letter, crooked letter, I. Humpback, humpback, on Mississippi, blowing down the New Orleans.
A biscuit, a tasket.
Take a sentimental journey with Ella and Eddie Haywood, or hop on the H-Train with Ella and Duke Ellington today for only $17.98 at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code L77 for reduced shipping.
The moment that we met, we hardly went, oops, I never will forget.
And got that old feeling when you came inside.
That's musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to order Ella and her fellas now. Remember Ella77 to pay the amazingly low price of $17.98 and to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
New York is considering legislation requiring manufacturers to make detergent pods look less appetizing. It is an overreaction to the Tide Pod Challenge, in which teenagers film themselves pretending to eat the colorful pods. About 8 has reportedly tried it, which is dangerous. But so are hundreds of other household products that are not intended to be eaten, yet nobody is proposing to ban shampoo, paint, or oven cleaner. Such problems require the diligent attention of parents, not politicians. Government can ban products, but it cannot mandate common sense. Legislators cannot be everyone's parents. This just isn't that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about the fellow who created the hit radio series My Favorite Husband, which later evolved into the even bigger hit television sitcom I Love Lucy. His name, Jess Oppenheimer. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at the website. It's WhenRadioWas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcement.